Blog Talk Radio. exposed.
Mike Q.
hold it. Hold it. author Brandon Lovin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, April 13th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini grand, big girl's face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boys versus Foo Boys versus Executives versus Legends. One cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear, 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m. LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl Space. Tables, $100. Fully stocked. And I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, April 14th, there will be a kickball and spades tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, April 13th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, April 14th in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information. The legendary House of Escada presents Mission Possible House Ball, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Femme Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Fame Performance. Sing, Dance, or Lip Sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Free admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Escada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473, or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Escada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information.
I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want of
the controversial...
Was not here as a friend of yours, he's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable...
She won't make money off of my name, dog.
Legendary.
And that's why all the trail beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history, where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time and definitely get all the tea and all the facts. Setting. We're live here to recap the Carolina Awards Ball and the Carolina Aftermath and anything else that happened over the weekend that I may not know about, but somebody out there might have the tea. So without further ado, Switchboard, can you definitely bring on my cast members so we can see it?
Clock the hair.
Clock the hair.
Clock the mug.
Clock the mug.
Clock the nails. Clock my skirt.
You better get into it.
Clock the bag.
Clock the bag.
Clock the shoe.
Clock the shoe.
Now punch the clock. It's time to work, 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 work. Move over, amateurs. Taking mine, taking yours.
Somebody better hold my purse.
Figure it out like Nancy Drew. Catch on quick like Harley Lou. Hold on, check me, boo. Not you. I'm a pro.
I am a pro, not throw. Hello?
Hello?
Kelly, how are you, my dear?
How are you doing, love?
Lovely. You should start your own YouTube, sweetie. You're getting more hair.
I'm doing so fine tonight. Just relaxing, and things of that nature. But how are you doing, Lovecake?
I'm lovely, just sitting home, relaxing.
Oh, I know that's right. Switchboard, can you definitely bring on my sister from another mother all the way from the West Coast? Nothing much, just chilling.
Hello, Serena and Venus's sister.
Hi, London. How are you, love?
I'm lovely, sweetie.
Honey, I know that's right, honey. Well, once Rodney's at work and once Rodney's able to come on, his intro will play and Rodney will be able to come on. And if my sister Alexis texts my phone, we'll call her and we'll bring her on. Switchboard, is Marcus on the phone lines? I don't know. His number is a 704 number. Marcus,
incoming transmission.
Marcus, you're live on the air? Marcus?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. We have Marcus on the air with us. Yes, honey. So we here, honey, and we're definitely here, and we're going to recap the function that happened this weekend. Okay. So, I know everybody. I'm still in the car, and I'm still driving, so I can't see the chat room or anything. So, baby, girls, y'all going to have to be with me. And what I'm not going to do tonight with the callers and people that's going to call in here tonight, I'm not going to sit here, and I'm already losing my voice. I'm not going to yell and scream and try to talk over people. When anybody comes on this show tonight, please come on this show with respect and, baby, and everybody talks and nobody's going to get hung up on, nobody's going to get muted. Everybody will have a chance to fit their piece and say their piece, but I'm not going to yell and talk over anybody tonight. I'm just not going to do that at all tonight. Anybody that tries to talk over me or comes on this show, baby, and I say, baby, stop, and y'all continue to go and go at it, I will just hang up on y'all, and the phone lines have been full since 11 o'clock. You will not be able to get back on the show. Okay? So,
yeah.
we're here to recap the Carolina Awards for. I can definitely say that Marcus and his team, Chicken and Tim Tim, they definitely put their foot into the North Carolina Awards Bowl once again. Okay, I definitely want to thank Marcus because at 12 o'clock, Marcus is ready to start. I asked Marcus when they called us out to judge. I asked Marcus, he was like, it's 12 o'clock. I'm calling the first category. I asked Marcus, I said, can you just give them a little LSS? He allowed them to call out 10 people. They actually called out 15 people. They did get a little LSS. He was ready to start at 12 o'clock. When I walked in the building, it was 12 o'clock, bitch. I didn't even get a chance to go to my table, bitch. As soon as I walked in the door and I came around the corner and they seen me, bitch, they called me on the judges' panel at 12 o'clock. They was ready to start. So definitely kudos to that because they were definitely ready to start on time. The trophies was definitely fabulous. The food was flowing on the table. The cocktails were flowing for the judges that drink cocktails. My water and soda was flowing on the judges' panel. The categories went on. They had every single category was definitely called at the awards ball. Everybody got a chance to walk. A lot of the girls got chopped. A lot of the girls feel that they didn't deserve to get chopped, but they got chopped. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that the legendary Ken Allure got chopped. I'm sorry that Jasmine Icon got chopped, Nash Khan got chopped, Lil James Khan got chopped for the 750 performance, and then they raised, I think it was like another 750 or something like that, Marcus? Marcus? Hello?
Who?
Did I lose Marcus?
Okay, did y'all get him the hoes?
I don't know. I think we lost Marcus, so maybe we'll get Marcus back around. But I think they raised another 750 on top of the 750 that Marcus and the team. Oh well, it came up to 13 something that they raised on top of the 750 that Marcus put up. Grand prize went to oh my god, he's so cute and I can't remember his name. He's a prodigy. Cam Prodigy. Grand prize with the Cam Prodigy for the cash for that category. The other category, I don't remember the winners of any of the other categories because I really wasn't paying any. I wasn't really paying attention to all of them, honey. I want to say grand prize to my niece, Tiffany Chanel, and Exotic Mugler, honey, for definitely winning the $2,000 for face because I paid attention
yes,
to that.
Yes, honey. Yes,
I didn't pay attention to any of the rest of the ball after I got off the judges panel. I went outside and I stayed outside and I sat outside because I was intoxicated. So I don't know what happened during the rest of the ball, but I came back inside for grand prize.
Kelly, I'm back. Sorry.
Okay, you bet. I came back inside to see my girl Tiffany walk the grand prize. And then I went back outside and I sat outside. So I don't remember, I don't know anything else that happened but those categories, the grand prize categories. I don't know who won any of the other categories. I want to say congratulations to the house of Revlon before everybody start coming and bashing the Revlons and bashing the Ebonys. I want to say congratulations to the house of Revlon for definitely winning house of the year. They definitely snatching up all the other years they snatched up. I want to say congratulations to the 7 or 8 Mizrahis that won the of the year categories in the Carolinas. Congratulations to y'all. Congratulations to all the other houses that won of the year also. I don't remember anything else. So on that note, if Miss Lundy was in the building, she could give her piece and then Marcus can give his recap because I don't remember nothing else because I was fucked up and I was outside for the rest of the night. So after Marcus give his tea and Miss Lundy give her tea and Devon can give what she heard, then I can tell y'all what happened outside. But go ahead, y'all. Hello?
Should I go first? Yeah.
Anyone of y'all can go first. It doesn't matter.
Go along, Marcus.
Well, I'd like to thank everyone who came from near and far for, to come attend Wars Ball, people from California to Western New York, Texas, everywhere. I know you guys travel long distances. And any decision that was made at the ball was really done to try to accommodate everyone to make sure to call. You know, fuck this. I'm really tired of this bullshit. And I'm not having a ball coming up, and I'm going to be real all night. So you motherfuckers get to judge and commentate and to be a part of the ball. I need to stop y'all shit. And you know who you are. You know that if that I'm associated with, you will never be invited back to. And if you're bold enough, come on the line, and I'll address you one-on-one what issue I had with you. If you want to see me to the side and you want to address it personally, that's fine too. Next, in the history of the Carolina Wars Ball, we have never overturned the chop. That will never start. Any ball I'm associated with, I respect the judges' decisions. If I put them up there, obviously, I find them credible enough to do what they need to do. So if your face is concealed and a judge chops you and they say they didn't mean to chop you, I'm sorry. But that chop is going to stand. All this growth is too much. I'm sorry, it was a chop. But if you'd like to come on and address it, you address me at the hotel. If you want to come on and address it, I would love to address it with you because I'm coming up. That's all I got to say for right now. I'll be on the line all night.
Oh,
okay.
You ready to put... Oh, Jesus.
Wait, who was the commentators?
Jack and Cooley was the commentators of the evening.
Oh.
Marcus, why are you so ready to put the lotion on the skin tonight?
I have a ball coming up. I've been holding it in for a while.
He's ready to put the lotion on the skin and make the holes come again.
Yes, honey.
Okay.
He wants to put that lotion on the skin and give these girls the holes again. You sound real dry, irritated, Marcus. What's the deal?
I am. I'm going to get sued probably by that aftermath place, but we ain't got to that yet, so...
We ain't get there yet, honey. Yeah, it's a big tea. It's a lot of tea and everything. So, but London Divine, yeah, I know Divine wasn't at the ball. I don't know about you, London. Do you have a recap, love?
I mean, it wasn't really a read, you know, for the first night. You know, congratulations, the ball was a success. Blah blah. The read was the aftermath. Basically.
Oh, we didn't get there yet. We didn't get to the aftermath yet. Well, when Rodney come on, he would definitely give his recap of that. So I told you I was sitting outside all night. They had this little gravel, like concrete thing with like this little bench area, honey. That was really cute. That was outside in the little bench area. Y'all see that? I took a picture and I was sitting out there on the bench. It's really cute. That's where I sat at all night long after I got off the dentist panel because I was just so intoxicated. I didn't want to be around the girls. And so I was sitting there and I was waiting for my brother. I was waiting for my brother to come out so we can do the aftermath. And then it was just a whole big ruckus outside right there in front of my feet. Father Melvin Mizrahi and Father Donye Mizrahi had a nasty fight outside. Had a nasty fight outside. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. It was horrible. It was embarrassing to the house of Mizrahi. I was just in utter gagnation how they could just sit here and be a part of a house and want to disrespect the house like that, to act like animals outside in front of everybody and make a spectacle of themselves and make a spectacle of the name. It was horrible, okay? It was a mess. And that was broken up, and then everybody went back to their cars, and everybody went back to the hotel room. And the hotel...
Why did Melvin bust Donye in the face? Is he okay?
Yeah, it was a whole lot of details that we can't really get into on the radio because it's, you know, internal issues. So we can't get into all of that on the radio. But, you know, it happened. It was what it was. But we're going to talk about it, and if anybody else that's going to come on and they would like to talk about it, it will be talked about. The video will be posted up on Facebook, on YouTube, just like everybody else's videos will be posted up on YouTube. Just because I work with Ballroom Throwbacks or, you know, in the team and everything, maybe, and people want to call around and ask for videos not to be posted up and all types of things, it will be posted up. Everybody, the girls will need to stop a fucking shit. Okay?
Right.
If you act like an ass, we're going to post you up like an ass. Okay? And that's all it is to it. Okay? And it's no shade to anyone. I just can't help you. Okay? I'm here to do a job, and as a journalist, I'm going to do my job. Okay? And nobody's off limits. So, and that's what happened there. We all went back to the hotel, and we had breakfast. We had breakfast, and we chilled, and we kikied and everything with our breakfast. And, you know, and then everybody went to sleep. And the hotel was packed with all the girls. It was fabulous. The hotel at Marcus Pick was the Embassy Suite. It was really grand and cute, and all the girls were flooded in the hotel, and who wasn't in the hotel came over and chilled and had breakfast, and it was really a nice ordeal in the hotel, and I had a good time. Then we came downstairs that late on that afternoon. We played cards, and everybody just chilled and kikied in the hotel, and it was really nice. And, you know, I had a great time in the hotel, and I had a great time at the ball. So now we enter this aftermath. The aftermath.
Incoming transmission.
Oh, we got an incoming transmission. Live on the air. Who's on the air?
Good evening. This is Blumenthal.
Hey, Tom.
Hey,
oh, gosh. It was also great to see Tom, you know, low-key in the cart. I was gagging and I seen him low-key in the cart.
Oh, no,
good evening.
I was in the building, and I wasn't trying to be low-key. I was just trying to keep away from the riffraff that was in the building. But it was so nice to see you, Kelly.
Yes, you too.
Shout out to the hundreds of people that were tied up with all the people on stage.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch what you said. I'm sorry.
No, I said shout out to those hundreds of people that was hiding behind that one table on the stage.
So Kelly, how's it going? You made it back to home, I guess.
No, I didn't make it back home yet. I'm pulling into DC. Oh, but before I go into the aftermath, I forget. It was about to be a little altercation at the ball with the Revlon. Who was it? I forget. It was a house. I know it was the Cons, and I think the Cons and the Ebony was about to get into it at the ball. Yeah, the Cons and the Ebony was about to get into it at the ball. And also, streetwear extraordinaire Carlos Balenciaga wanted to beat the shit out of Camaro for some reason. And also, they took Camaro's legendary realness status and said he was legendary streetwear, and he's not legendary realness. That happened at the awards.
Oh, well, I think that was foolish. But listen, Kelly, I'd just like to briefly speak on the ball, and then I'll just move on because I know you guys want to get to the aftermath. And I was not present at the aftermath, thankfully, so I really can't talk too much about that debacle. But I want to just say this, and let me just preface what I'm saying with this disclaimer, that these opinions I'm about to express are solely my own. They do not represent my house. They don't represent my house or its members. They represent Tom Blumenthal and Tom only. And so with that said, let me just say that you guys know I don't really come out too much anymore for a number of reasons. I pick and choose very carefully what balls I go to. And usually it's somebody who I have a lot of respect for, somebody who I've had a history with. And, you know, they are well respected, and you know that their function is going to go as advertised. And so I did that this weekend, and I was thoroughly disappointed with some key components of how this ball went off or how it went down. And so and I've reached the conclusion that this year's Carolina Awards Ball will be my last Carolina Awards Ball. And this is no shade at all to Econ. I want to just point that out. You know, Econ is somebody who I consider a friend, and he's I think he did a very good job with the ball. And congratulations to them for packing the facility and, you know, all of that. So this is not any shade to Econ at all, and I don't blame Econ for what happened. And I'm sure the promoter that you have on the phone is aware of what I'm speaking about. But after Saturday's event, I've just decided that I won't be doing another Carolina Awards Ball in the future. I have no plans to participate again. And I'm sure, you know, that doesn't matter for some people because, you know, who am I? But I just think it's important that when you say you're going to do something.
You don't go to any balls, sweetie.
Thank you, London. But anyway, I think it's important that when you say you're going to do something, you should keep your word and honor it and have some integrity. And when you don't do that, that's a problem for me, especially when you have somebody who's traveling.
Well, Tom, let's address that. Let's address your concern.
Hold on one second. I'm not done.
You can wait a second.
You're not going to over-talk me. Whoever you are, I don't even know who that is, but you're going to wait.
I'm Marcus. This is Marcus.
Okay, well, Marcus, there's no discussion that needs to be had between us, number one. Secondly, I'm stating my opinion. And so
that
whether you agree
opinion.
With
–
excuse me. I don't need your permission. Whether you agree with my opinion really doesn't matter. I didn't come on the line to seek your approval and your permission. I'm stating my opinion. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, but the fact remains, if you're a part of the function, I won't be in attendance.
That's not
now,
a problem.
Kelly, I'm sorry. There's nothing to address, Ms. Marcus.
No, there's nothing to address.
Kelly, did you have a question for me? Because I'm not going to entertain that.
Y'all can't yell and talk over each other because apparently
he has no no tact and know how to stop talking and listen sometimes.
I couldn't be in a million places. But let me address the concern.
Marcus,
I promise
there's
you to be on the guest
you
list.
To address
your name
me,
wasn't
what you
put
seem
on the
not
guest
to
list.
Understand. There's nothing
to
for you to address, Marcus. I didn't call to have a discussion with you. I don't want you to green dot me anything. I don't want it, sweetie. That's what you don't understand. But you're yelling in the phone right now as if that's somehow accomplishing something. It is not. What you need to do is learn how to listen. That's your problem, Marcus. But what you're trying to do right now is talk over, and yell. I'm not interested in hearing what you have to say. I didn't call to the show to have a discussion with you. I called to talk to the show host. So what would be nice for you to do is to be quiet and let Kelly run her show.
The next time I see
Kelly, did
you
have a question? Honey, you won't, because you don't run in my circle. You're not about that life, first and foremost. Kelly, did you have a question for me that you wanted to ask?
Baby,
any valid critiques of the ball besides you not getting in for free?
Sweetie, I'm not, once again, let me just remind you, you're not on that level with me, so I didn't call to talk to you. And did you not get that the first time? Or you were too busy talking and running your mouth that you didn't catch that? Why don't you go have a snack, Marcus? Go have a salad, sweetie, while we talk, and then when I'm done, you can come back. I don't want to talk to you. Did you not get that?
That's no problem. Let's not play this game.
There's no game to be played. There is no game. Kelly, I'm sorry. What did you have a follow-up question for me?
You come in here putting the lotion on the skin, honey. What's the change?
What is the reason you're not attending
London, listen, London and Devon, please, if y'all have any questions for Tom, I'm about to go and check into my hotel room. Y'all have to give me like 5 to 10 minutes. Please run the show for a minute. I got to check in and I got to pee.
Oh, gladly.
Yeah,
sit
down.
Yeah.
Why are you so ready to put the lotion on the skin?
What was that divine? I'm sorry.
Why are you so ready to put the lotion on the skin?
What's going on? What happened?
You know, I'm not up on all this new lingo, so you have to break that
down.
I don't
even
know
what she's talking about.
When you put the lotion on the skin,
the
skin is like you've given it to somebody. You're trying to scratch their itch.
For me, it's about having integrity. It's about principles. And I just think that this event lacked that in at least one of the hosts of the event. And that's a problem for me. It's not about the money, as he just tried to insinuate, because that really is not an issue for me. I don't care about $30 to get into a ball.
Now, who promised you to be on the guest list? Let's for full disclosure.
Sweetie, once again, you're being rude. You're interrupting. Why don't you stop?
No, okay? I want you to tell the host.
I don't. What you don't understand is you're not in a position to question me. You're not going to question me at all.
Well, let me be clear.
Okay, so then what you need to do is be quiet. I'm trying to be respectful of you. I don't want to say shut up, but you need to be quiet. Devon answered me a question.
Well, then
stop talking.
I better.
Sweetie, you've already said that one time. We heard that cliche before. Why don't you sit in the corner and be quiet while Devon asks you a question?
I don't have to sit in the corner anywhere.
But Devon is talking.
This is
not
your show. We'd rather talk to someone who has valid
Devon, I'm sorry. Go right ahead, Devon, with your question again.
I'm not going to be muted.
I have to apologize.
You cannot shut me up.
I have to apologize that this person has no
impact and respect. Tom, you've known me very well. From your days of living by Piedmont Park to me being a student at Emory, you know me very well, Mr. Blumenthal.
I really don't know much about you other than, you know, a few little knickknacks, but, you know, I don't know how I could know you very well. I mean, I've seen you around.
Right, well, right. You don't know me very well, but you know.
Divine, what question did you have for me again? I'm sorry. I had a hard time hearing you
I'm just curious. I hear all the anguish, and I just want to know, and make it clear for the audience, what particularly happened that made you feel so disgruntled? That's why you're putting the lotion on the skin.
Okay, let's be clear. I'm not disgruntled, but I am somewhat disturbed in how the events unfolded at the ball, and it's particularly with promises made that were not kept. And again, it's not about the money issue. I just want to point that out. It has nothing to do with the money. But when you say you're going to do something, do it. Fulfill what you promised to do.
We're trying to get down to that. What are the promises?
Well, and that's the thing. I didn't come on here to spew out all of what was promised and what was said and what would be done. I don't think that's important to say.
Also, is there something private or was it something general towards the whole public?
It was something that was discussed in private. It was the conversation that Marcus and I had.
Okay.
And there was a promise made, and it wasn't kept. And it's just that simple. I mean, what the promise was and what
you
was said
you
and what
the
was
story
promised.
To get out, Tom. I ran
no, it's
the
not
whole
about, it's
ball
not, it's
to
not,
make sure I could
it's not about
what
the
I was
story
doing
not getting out. It's not about the story not getting out. Once again, it's not about the story not getting out. It's about having tact, having a little bit of respect, having some class. That's what it's about. It has nothing to do with
interest.
There you go again, girl. There you go again, girl, with that same foolishness.
It's no problem. I'll give you $30.
You're giving the same foolishness, sweetie. Get it together over there, Ms. Marcus, please.
That's fine. I'll take that. So, Tom, you're basically mad because you were supposed to be on the guest list and you weren't when you got to the door.
I was not supposed to be on the guest list. But again, I don't know why. I'm not sure where the descriptive, the characterization that I'm mad. It's not about being mad. I simply call to say one thing. I may have kind of gone left with it because of, the attack that I just came under from Marcus. Instead of Marcus allowing me to just simply say what my one statement was, he wants to interrupt and interject himself. And so I have to become a little bit more forceful just to get my point across. But again, the issue has nothing to do with not being on the guest list because I was not promised to be on the guest list. So that's not the issue for me. The issue is having a little bit of integrity and honoring what you said you would do. And that
I'm
wasn't
just so
done.
Curious on what the promise was. You know that the more that you say that, and you
then
don't,
I'll give him his buzz back, Divine.
The promise
he wanted
was,
me to
I'm
stop.
Just,
okay, Divine. He wanted me to stop running the ball because literally, because I felt like the
Marcus, you know that's
commentator
not true.
Was not doing
you know
their
that's
job.
Not true, Marcus.
Literally had to stand there and babysit all night. If you watch the clips, I'm standing there doing.
So
my,
what is the
trying
promise,
to keep
Marcus?
The ball moving.
What was the promise,
Marcus? You're standing there trying to do what you normally do, which is micromanage, which you're known for. That had nothing to do
and
with the commentator not doing their job.
And we gave away every dime, and we finished every
category.
What
does that have to do with
so
what we're talking about? That's been established.
That's my job done. Because at the end of the day, Jack, when Kelvin gets red when the ball doesn't finish, it's the promoter. So the job
okay.
falls on me, and I
what you're
what
doing
I
right now is
do.
You're deflecting, Marcus. You're deflecting
no,
right now. We know the ball finished. Yes, you are. We know the ball finished.
You know what? I'll be in
Philadelphia
on Friday. I'll give Michi your $30. That's definitely not a problem.
Once again,
thank you.
Once again,
I don't
want
your
$30.
Charity. I don't want charity. Pay your house dues with it.
Why don't you take it down to the local homeless shelter in Charlotte and give them some money? How about that? Give back to the community that way. Because I don't want
that's
your money, Marcus. It's not about your money, which you still not don't seem to get.
Tom,
get that through
I
your thick head.
When, you said you were leaving
the I don't want your apology,
early.
Though. I didn't call to talk
time.
To you, Marcus.
You
I don't want your apology.
That's fine, Tom.
I don't want your apology.
I
didn't call here to talk to you.
I was doing to do it. There were three other promoters that I actually sent you to.
Why don't you go have a drink?
Not to go there. I apologize.
Don't have a drink, Marcus.
I will fix the situation. There were a lot of people that paid to get in the ball, and I refunded them.
Marcus, don't have a drink. That's what you do. Don't have yourself
a
drink because
people,
obviously you got a lot
of
issues you need to let off your chest right now.
Oh,
my drink. Just sit down and relax.
There's a lot of other things I need to address.
Yes, but so apparently you're taking that out on me. Is that what it is?
Well, I'm not taking it out on you, Tom. You claim on the radio and you attack my integrity when it's $30.
Marcus,
I never mentioned your name.
See, I'm trying to teach the girls, but they're not listening. You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. The hats of the hood can't take me, I'm a banshee girl. The train wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl, I'm a banshee girl. I'm a nasty girl, I'm a classy girl. You wanna be just like me, pick up to the quick and take me. The tree you wanna play all day, cause I'm a nasty girl. Well, 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 well,
greetings and salutations. Greetings and salutations, everyone. Hello, Marcus. Marcus, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
Tom, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Who's speaking?
My name is Jason, and I'm actually kind of, sort of, I guess I'm the new you. The reason
okay.
I'm here
Word.
Is because this has got to stop. This is not my night. I was here to listen, and that's what I'm going to do. We can sing together, but we cannot talk together. Tom, you were promised things. What you were promised? If you, wait, right. If you were, if you what you were promised. If you don't want to discuss what you were promised, that's fine. Marcus, I have a question. Tom, at one point, you were, from what I'm hearing, you were put up on the stage and you were supposed to judge. And then you got up and you left the stage. Is that part of the issue that you're having?
Well, you know, listen, let me say it like this, and I'm going to end this discussion about this particular situation. Because I had not planned to go all into all these details. I simply wanted to state that I don't plan to attend this ball again. All of the ins and outs and the very details of what happened, I really think are irrelevant. I think it's just adding more of the minutiae to this. It's really not that big of a deal. There were quite a few things that I was not satisfied with. That happened to be one of them, the promise that was made that wasn't kept. And so that led me to decide that I don't want to participate in this event ever again. As I said before, I don't travel to many balls, and when I do go to a ball, it's for people who I respect, who I have develop relationships with, and who I genuinely want to support and see them be successful in their endeavor. And when I feel like that's taken advantage of and taken for granted, that's a problem for me. And so, you know, it's an issue. And I just simply choose not to
use my hard-earned resources to support such activity, and I'm not going to do it. And it's just that simple. And, you know, since we're on this topic of other issues that were problematic at the function, I'm just curious as to, for a table that cost $200, why there were no beverages served on these tables or no drink tickets.
Marcus, wait a minute. That troubles me greatly.
Wait a second.
Marcus, let him get all his grievances out, and then you can have
the floor. He wasn't there long enough to have any. He was there an hour.
Okay. Well, can you get the grievances out?
I arrived at the ball at approximately 11:15, 11:20. As most people know, I'm usually early at a function. I don't like to be late. And I think I left at about 2:30 a.m., so between 11:15 and 2:30, if I missed the drinks or the soda, perhaps that was
on me. We never put sodas on. We never put drinks on the table. That's part of our marketing plan. We choose not to. I've seen worse on tables. I mean, but you've never seen any drinks on my tables.
What we've done in the past is
we've given bottles away at the end of the ball, but at this point, people don't really know how to act around alcohol. We gave away over 25 bottles at the host hotel.
I don't drink alcohol, but a bottle of water on the table would have been nice.
Well, then, $200, you put bottled water on your table. Then that's your choice.
Okay. Well, thank you for that insight, Marcus. I think that's a valid criticism for a table that cost $200.
Why there were no drinks on the table? Right, and my response is I never put any.
But your response is your typical catty self, which you give quite often. Instead of listening and keeping serious, gentlemen, please, I'm still in pieces
because I feel like this is news radio, this is talk radio. And it's like to have something,
Divine, let me address the whole panel thing.
It's everybody's just so
okay. Let me address the whole panel thing. First of all, I never asked to judge. Okay, and I personally did not want to judge. Marcus called me up to the panel.
That's a lie. Marcus didn't call you.
Marcus, no motherfucking lie.
I would have Michi lobbed in, and I have all the emails was asked who was going to judge. I asked, we tried to get.
Are you
going to
allow me to finish?
I believe the host
just said we can't both talk at the same time. So once again, I would ask you to have just a little bit of respect. Switchboard, wait a minute.
This is what we're going to have to do. If you two aren't going to talk over each other, then someone's going to be muted until the other one finishes, and then this is going to go. This is not going to work, and I'm not doing this all night for Callie.
Can we unmute
the person that's going to tell what the private tea was? That's what we want to get down to.
There was no private tea.
That's what we need.
So Marcus, you're saying he's lying about the promise.
I'm going to address, and I hope my business partner, Marcus, you interrupted me. I'm sorry.
I'd like to finish what I was saying before you interrupted me.
Well, I'm not going to sit here with fake theories and lies. Perhaps Marcus needs to be muted because he can't allow people to finish.
Okay, well, Tom, I'm going to do this. This is how we're going to end this. This is how this is going to end right now because I'm tired. Tom, I'm going to extend an invitation for you tomorrow to come on to the tea party and give and say everything that you need to say without a rebuttal. You now have that invitation to come on to the tea party and finish this.
Thank you for your invitation.
I don't think that would be a
shitty way to end this, honey. Somebody
get Chicken Ebony on the line because he can confirm that Tom was never a judge that we're considering. That was, again, a deal with him and Econ, maybe. But his name, did possibly come up, but we were actually trying to locate someone else.
Panel?
Can someone please get my business partner on the line?
All right,
so the promise was the judge's panel, Marcus? Is that what it was?
I promised to give him, when he saw me at the ball, he said, hi. I said, how are you? And I said, Tom, I'm going to give you your $30 back, because I know it was some question about him attending. There was no list, period. I ran to the stage. Tom came back to me and said, well, Marcus, I'm getting ready to leave. I said, well, you know what? I'm a little busy. Can you find Econ and tell him to give you the $30 back? And, it would have been a question Econ would have came to me. They knew where I was, and I would have just given it. I'd already given some people money. I had money in my pocket. I'd already given so many people their money back that had promised the judge, like VIPs and overall parents, because there was no official guest. We forgot to print it. So y'all know how BB is at the door. If your name is not at the door and she's not told by somebody, it's a no ma'am to anyone that comes in. It's $30. So at this point, I said, Tom, I'll give you $30 back. I just was caught up. Apparently, he left. I really thought that Econ had given him the money back. I can't believe we're going on about $30 when I refunded Goddess Rodeo, Temperance Blahnik, Melsaw and Milan. Anyone that ended up judging or they was promised to get in for free and paid, I gave them their money back out of my pocket, not out of my share. Totally from my pocket, because I have integrity. Tom, I do apologize. When I get to Philadelphia on Friday, I will meet up with Michi and give the $30 back, because that's one read I'm not going to take. Not over $30.
Am I allowed to respond at this point, since I've said without interruption here?
Okay.
Marcus, you're a liar. Simple as that.
When I walked into the ball.
As I said before, I arrived well before my house did. And if I'm not mistaken, the ball did start on time at 12. Michi had not made it inside the building yet, and certainly Michi can call and speak for himself. Marcus, you were on the mic at that time calling judges to the panel, and I'm certain they have this on video if they want to go back and replay this. Certainly you all will be able to see this for yourself. I have no reason to make this up. Marcus realized that Michi was not in the building and got on the mic and called Tom Blumenthal to the panel. I had no intention at all of judging, did not want to judge. And when Marcus called me, I was gagging, because we had already discussed this. Econ and I had discussed the possibility of me being on the guest list. We never talked about me judging because, again, I did not want to judge. The question was raised, was Michi coming? And I told you all several times, yes, he was. And he had planned to judge. And so when I arrived at the ball and I was called to the panel, I was slightly gagging because, one, I had to pay to get in, and then, two, after being told that I could not be on the guest list because Marcus had made that decision, I was gagging that the person who did not want me on the panel is now calling me to the panel and making me pay. So like any person would, I interrupt you. Have a little respect, please. When he called me to the panel, I stopped in front of you, Marcus, and I told you, hey, just a reminder, I had to pay to get in. I don't mind going up to the panel until Michi gets here, but just FYI, I paid to get in. You're the one who said, Tom, don't worry about it. I'll give you your money back. I never asked you for $30 back. Once again, we're talking about $30. I spent that on a dinner, you know, on a day from lunch or something from work. So $30 really didn't mean a whole lot to me. I didn't ask you to give me that money back. You are the one who said, I'll give it back to you, Tom. Don't worry about it.
I admitted that.
So,
I never
excuse
said you
me, I'm not
back.
Finished. Can you just stop for a second?
Oh, okay.
So, again, I went to the panel, and I sat there for all of maybe 6 minutes before the ball started. In fact, I was there long enough for them to call other judges to the panel. And at that time, Michi texted me to say, Tom, I'm at the door. There's no judges list here. Can you find Marcus? I got up from the panel, went to the end of the runway, and told you, Marcus, Michi is here. I'm getting off the panel, but can somebody please go get him? Because you guys, in all of your planning, the one thing that you should have done, which you did not do, was leave a judges list at the door for people to get in. And just at that moment, Michi was walking up to the panel. So that is what happened, Marcus. Now, we know that you're habitual.
Okay,
okay.
So, long story short, the few little hiccups that you had, the major hiccup that you had was that there was one, not a list for judges at the door, that judges had to pay to get in, and then they were reimbursed. It is not about the $30 to you, but it's about the fact that the integrity of things that were said to you were not done, and that's what has you upset. Okay, Tom, at this point, I'm going to thank you for calling in. I'm going to put you back in the queue. If you wish to be brought back on later on to say something else about another situation, please press 1. But again, the invitation is extended to you for tomorrow night. At this time, Tom,
message,
I'm going to thank you.
Tom, that message was not approved by Mother. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Oh?
Incoming transmission.
Okay. The holes. You all right,
hello.
Marcus? You all right,
hello.
Marcus? Can y'all hear me?
Jack, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, can Switchboard, can you now put me back in queue? Everyone, you all have a good evening. Mother, I'll see you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Jason. I'm back. Can you please bring the icon over on Father Rodney Prodigy on the line, please?
Yes, honey.
Everybody put your drinks in the air!
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Let's go, let's go.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up. Put your fucking drinks
yo,
up.
Get drunk.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know
why. Hands up, TikTok.
Hello, Rodney.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello, Rodney.
Okay.
Good evening, London.
Okay, I'm glad.
Hi, Marcus, Kel.
Hi, Rodney.
I'm so glad that y'all are done with that now that I'm back on the line, okay? Because it's just
baby, it was like, you know, I just wanted to get it out because it wasn't gonna stop. Like, and we needed the full tea, man. Just held it still.
It wasn't a full tea, divine. You know, you heard what it was. And again, I just wanted
exactly
to say, I did not
I
know
because
about,
we were dancing around.
I don't remember
so
calling him to the panel. Hold on, Rodney, 1 second. I don't remember calling him to the panel, and I didn't have a drink from Friday night at 12 midnight, and I still haven't had one. I had a drink earlier Friday, but at midnight all the way through the week, I didn't have anything to drink because I wanted to make sure I was very coherent and made sure everything was going on. So maybe I said it, and I was just a little tired, and I just did it. I did promise to give him his $30 back, and maybe I didn't move quick enough, but I will rectify the situation because what no one will accuse me of is trying to steal their money or to not have integrity. Melshawn, Goddess, Tempers, y'all can all call in and verify that story. Thanks.
I want to give a big shout out to the 219 people in the chat room and the over hundreds and hundreds of people that's on the phone line, honey. Baby, I want to give a big shout-out to y'all, honey, okay?
Okay.
But, Rodney, can you give you a recap of the ball, Rodney, before we go into the aftermath, because that's what the girls really want to see.
They want that aftermath.
I'm going to keep it short and simple. I don't want to bore anybody, because my report is actually pretty good. Got to the ball. To my surprise, I will agree with that. The judges list was not there, or the guest list, which normally they definitely always take care of and always have. So I guess Marcus was doing a lot of extra stuff that they, you know, didn't get around to it. But myself, James Kahn, and Sebastian Arna Olua, we were at the door and we waited patiently on Marcus to come, and he brought us on in. Otherwise, we would have went on ahead and paid out $30 because we knew we would have got our money back as well. But he just happened to come up there as we were waiting, and we got in. And Marcus, in Tom's defense, you did call him to come to the panel because I was listening myself. But like you said, you probably was tired or something like that, but you did call him to come to the panel to judge.
I'll accept that.
Yeah. But overall, I had a good time at the ball. The houses were definitely in there deep. The stage was a little, when we was on the panel, the stage was a little shaky, a little rocky, but it was stern, but it was still, like, shaking, so we were a little nervous at first, but once the categories came about a little bit, we realized that we wasn't going to fall or we wasn't going to do anything, so it was okay, but we were a little nervous about the stage. Tables is always a supply of different things on the table, something different between the group that does it. I do agree about the drinks. Marxism don't normally put beverages on the table. It's always stocked with the food and stuff, so you can partake in the alcohol and the water and the soda from the bar area. I do know that for a fact. I think the ball went well. Of course, I do applaud Marcus for starting at 12 o'clock. Whatever was going on, he said the ball was started at 12. At 12 o'clock, he definitely stopped them from doing anything, called the judges. We were on the stage by like 12:05, and Jack commenced to beginning with the ball. So definitely for keeping on your word for 12 o'clock start time. There was a lot of people walking, so some of the categories had to endure a little scrutiny and wasn't done in its full capacity. But whatever monies were deemed for those categories, they were given out. I do want to give congratulations to Cam Prodigy for the Open to All performance, wound up being $1,300 and some dollars. And congrats to the runway. He was a good saw. They were definitely walking in their effects from the past four seasons. That was definitely, I don't know his name, but he definitely, was definitely walking. Huh?
Egypt Garcon.
He definitely was walking. Big shout out to Trez, as always. You definitely had the ballroom talking about you all night with your effect and your walk. So definitely big shout out to you. Always big things, always good to see you on the runway blessing us with the creative look and creative effects. Big shout out to my house and my new members as well. Prodigy definitely were in the building representing the Carolinas. We got big things coming up this year for the Carolinas. But as far as the ball overall, I gave it an eight.
That's my recap.
Okay.
That's Ronnie recaps. Okay. And so now what you girls been waiting to see and hear. Y'all already seen it, but y'all waiting to hear. Okay. Like I told y'all, I had a lovely time at the ball. I had a lovely time in the hotel. I had a lovely time chilling, in the foyer area. Then I don't know what it was, but I was sitting upstairs in the room. My brother Caesar kept calling me, and I didn't really feel the energy to go to the aftermath, but it was my brother's Marcus Ball, so, I went down there because of him, so I went to the aftermath. I got myself together, put on a major canap, and I went to the ball. The ball was cute. The aftermath was going really cute. The Ebony Escada punch that they had was flowing. The girls was loving the drinks and everything. The ball was cute. It was a lot of high energy, high spirits. The kids was coming out to battle. The categories wasn't calling for much, but just colors. The girls was coming out, and they was playing, and it was really cute. And so everything was going along good. And I was standing on the back of the panel for the performance category, and they played Dungada. And the girls was coming out, and I stress this to all the houses out there. Please, if you have leaders and y'all have vogue practices and all of these things that y'all have in the house, y'all kids need to learn the art of performance, Miss Thane. It was so horrible that they played Dundada and they played Cuban Pete, and these girls could not catch the beat. Because the only thing they know how to vogue to is the ha. The thing was horrible. It was so fierce that Sanaya and Andre got a Jones in their bone to want to get off the panel and show the girls how to motherfucking catch those beats. But the legendary Econ said no. You never tell a bitch when Sanaya has a Jones in her bones and she want to come out and vogue, you never tell her no, mistake. You let her get up and do her thing, bitch. She was going to give the girls a whirlwind performance. So it was cute. That happened. And then I think Realist with a Twist came about. I woke back in. I really wasn't paying attention to really sort of twist, but then I heard that it was the altercation started with the Revlons and the Ebony's because somebody said something to somebody, and they said somebody else. They said Dante said to Vanna, Amaya. He said to her, this is real. So she said something about the realness with a twist, and he gave the right to her, oh, she looked like a realness with a twist. Honey, you know, she was a film queen, and that started the shade. I don't really know, but that's what the girls is giving. And, yes, that's what they gave. And so the only thing I know is I was standing. Stop it. And so only thing I know is the whole altercation happened as I was coming to walk around the back, and then I seen it happening, and then, you know, my brother, he don't put up the violence and all the crazy stuff no more, you know. So I pulled out my iPhone immediately, bitch, and I started recording it, bitch. When I tell y'all, bitch, those motherfuckers was launching chairs, Miss Thing. They was launching tables, Miss Thing. And then that big child from the House of Revlon, Miss Thing, girl, that table had to be about 6 feet long, Miss Thing. That bitch picked up that motherfucking table, bitch, and launched her across the room. But
Tell
what me, she
so
was supposed to do. I don't know her. I think they said her name was Mocha Revlon. Butch Queen up in drag. She won the $500. Hunt Africa won the $500 on Saturday at the ball.
It's
baby,
no
she picked that
table
up and she launched the table, Miss Thing, and I was gagging, Miss Thing. And then they said Africa got maced and everything. And then I feel so bad because they said Tony's biological son got cut. I feel so bad about that whole situation. He got cut and everything. I feel, her name is Milan. Revlon, not Mocha, Milan. I feel so bad that Tony's son got cut, and they said that's why Tony went outside and he blacked out. And so after that whole thing was over, I started interviewing people that was around because I thought it was over. I didn't think it was going to be no more. And then I seen Tony come back inside with his hatchet and his machete. And girl, baby, it was total chaos and conflama, Miss Thing. And the children was running and trying to get away, Miss Thing, and it was crazy, Miss Thing. It gave me a little LA tease when I got outside, Miss Thing, because they had the fire department and the ambulance, Miss Thing, and the cop cars. The only thing we was missing was the helicopter. Miss Thing, and I was gagging in the it was just such like total chaos and everything. And then I heard, bitch, and I feel so sorry for you girls. Y'all want to come out and y'all want to act crazy and stuff, Miss Thing. And then y'all don't think about the things that happened after the fact of y'all, the things that y'all do in these venues. Now, y'all messed up another good venue. This was the first time y'all was at this venue that Marcus found for y'all. Y'all fucked that up, okay? And now Marcus' name is attached to this. And the lady is going to sue Marcus because y'all broke chairs, y'all broke tables, y'all broke camera equipment, y'all broke the dividers in the back that was blocking the area where the children was getting dressed at. So now this lady is trying to sue Marcus for all of these things that y'all done went in this venue and fucked up.
So how much is the insurance for a garage?
It wasn't a garage. It was like a warehouse.
Uh-oh.
Oh, she turned it into an event space. So it's like it was kind of like a lofty area. I mean, it's in like the North Davidson area, the NOTA area of Charlotte. If anyone's familiar with Charlotte, where we had our ball the second year center stage at NOTA, they have very notable weddings in that area. You know, that's what that was. I mean, at this point, we're just, you know, she's threatening to sue. I mean, I'd ask her to give me the damages and pictures and things like that. There are certain things that I have agreed to pay for and certain things I'm not going to pay for, like camera equipment, because we never agreed to you selling pictures at the ball. So, I mean, that's just your stuff was at the wrong place. You know, it was at the wrong place at the right time, unfortunately, the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, one thing before we go, though, I have to address this going back to the ball. To whatever faggot called the venue prior on Saturday, like on Thursday, and show them
ballroom video clips from L.A. and the helicopters and all of that and the fights in San Francisco and all of that. Y'all got some motherfucking nerve. You dumbass faggot. You don't realize that we have bonded security and, you know, I had contracts drew up so they wasn't able to cancel on me. You dumb motherfucking faggot. Try it with somebody motherfucking else who's stupid enough not to get a motherfucking contract. I really wasn't, I was going to go on the event page and read the faggot that did that. But I thought that would have given you too much satisfaction because the only thing the venue did was go on. When he contacted me, I went and showed him what type of events we've had in the past and what kind of places we've been able to rent. Try again, faggot.
Oh, my goodness. They tried you like that, Martin?
Why would the ghost try it?
So, yeah. Rodney?
So...
Oh, shit. You know what? Hold on. I think Rodney put us back on hold because he's still at work and he's doing the show and working. Switchboard, if we have any callers, can you please send over their numbers to my phone, please? Really? Because
yeah,
I know people are going to
learn. You know, Ebenezer.
Oh, wait, sorry. Before we go to callers, hold on. And if you're ready to talk and you're on the phone line, please press 1. And girls, I'm not, to all the girls that's out there, that is texting my phone and everything, I am not running the switchboard. So please stop texting my phone and asking me to call you because I'm not running the boards tonight. So please, you're wasting your time and you're just aggravating me with this phone's ringing. Only person that should be on texting my phone is one of the cast members if their phone get dropped or switchboard. Nobody else texting my phone. Thank you.
Okay. So, Kelly,
the fight
flourished after the Ebony... disrespected Vanna.
Yeah. They said she looked like a real sort of twist.
Divine
is 4 minutes.
No.
Okay,
Did no one see in the video that there was like 50 people behind that one chair, that one table?
Baby. So, hold on. Which wall can you send me over? Wait.
Oh, my God.
Chair, hold on.
Telling them to put the lotion on the girl's skin, bro. What happened?
Baby, yes, they was, honey. Baby,
yeah,
they was.
Those are fighting words.
I know. I feel it. Oh, God, this is a kicker. Oh, God.
Okay. Yes. Baby, Tom wants to come back on. Can you bring Tom back on, please?
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Incoming transmission.
Tom Blumenthal, you're live on the air.
Thank you. Where's Rodney?
I think Rodney put us back on hold because he's working. He's working and doing the show.
Okay. I need Rodney on this line.
Oh, my God.
Something just came to me. I think it was, I forget which category the pot was calling for. Can someone remind me?
Performance.
Uh-huh. I'm just curious why some people were refunded money out of the pot they're losing.
Hello?
What was that all? Rodney,
one person.
On panel four.
The only person that was refunded money was Little James Caan.
And I
he was
the
only one, and he wasn't refunded money from the pot. He was refunded his money because Sanaya said she was going to chop him again. So Marcus gave him back the $10 out of his pocket, not from the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Rodney?
Yes, what's going on, Tom? How are you?
I'm doing great. Just want to say good evening. How are you?
I'm great.
But
Tom,
with that being
you
said,
here to wake it up. You here to wake it up tonight, Tom.
No, I'm just listening to the conversation with Little James and Sanaya, and when Kelly was all over there. One Sanaya did say, I'm going to give you another chance to start over. That is actually null and voiding his initial performance. So it's just like he never walked. So he could have got his $10 back on the pot if you really want to be technical with it, because he's saying, okay, I'm not going to walk the ball then. Can I get my $10 back so I can go back to my tent? He could have got the money, $10 from the pot and not from Marcus Pocket, because Tanaya herself said, I'm going to give you another chance.
Okay. No, I didn't come to wake anything up in mind. I'm just here to, you know, enjoy the camaraderie and just for a little white light, you know.
Okay. Hold on.
Well, can I ask Tom a question?
Go ahead.
Tom, you said that I was the only person a part of the committee.
Who's speaking?
It's Marcus. This is Marcus. So you were informed by Econ that I was the only one that didn't want you to be on the guest list. It's four of us, so it takes three people. Any decisions we make, it takes three people for it to be a no. Just think about that. For us to rule, if it was four people, it all takes three of us to make a ruling.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Thank you.
I'm not going to go back over there. That issue is done. It's null and void.
I was just addressing that.
But there was a question
here. Hold on, Tom. Stay right there with us, Tom, because I love that you come and you spice up the children, because I can't spice it up too much. I'm in a hotel. I got people next to me in my room. 314-750. You're live on the air. 314-750. You're live on the air. Okay. What I'm going to do.
Okay. I'm going to say something real fast, Kelly, just for my observation from always supporting the Carolinas and these same individuals' events. Just to be blunt and open and honest, Marcus. It seems like every time, I mean, you are the spokesperson, you are the...
Let me finish it, Kelly.
And everybody's equal in the sharing, they're equal in everything, but you always be the spokesperson. But when we get to the balls, or when it's time to point the finger, because you were the vocal one, no one else comes on to speak. No one else comes on to take the blame. No one else comes, because I keep hearing Tom do this. I mean, keep hearing Marcus said this, and then Econ said this, and then Marcus said this, and Econ said that. That's really one of the reasons for the rumble that the mess started in the beginning, because Econ said something and Marcus said something. So the promoters wasn't even on the same page for neither events, because everybody felt like it's a power struggle amongst you guys yourselves instead of having everything out there. So Marcus, would you like to address that as far as why it seemed like it was an issue at the ball between you and Econ?
This is what my opinion of the situation. Marcus does all. I see Marcus doing all the running around. Marcus flies from state to state from balls, and he promotes and he does everything. Marcus takes all the motherfucking kicks in the back and everything. Marcus runs around like a chicken with his motherfucking head cut off. And then when Monday night comes, Marcus is the only one standing here getting kicked in his motherfucking back, and everybody else is sitting in a motherfucking house with a motherfucking $6,500 motherfucking dollars. But Marcus is sitting on his radio show getting kicked in his motherfucking ass.
But I advised Marcus. I advised
Marcus
before.
Are you a scapegoat,
Marcus?
I don't look at it like that, because you know why? Out of all the Facebook messages I get messages saying, Marcus, anything you have, I'll support you. I look forward to the next event. You know, I feel as though this way I'm building a following. And, you know, so I don't look at it like that. I think when the people come from all over the country to support you, they deserve answers. And, you know, I want to hear what they say to make the next event better. You know what I mean? So
they also deserve a nice cold drink on their table.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Incoming transmission. Hold on. I see it. Hold on. 843-509. You're live on the air. 843-509. You're live on the air. You let me tell y'all something. When y'all press 1 And if y'all come on this line, I'm going to completely hang up on y'all. Okay? Nobody has time to sit here and play these games with y'all. We're not going to do that. We're really not. Okay? 773-937. You're live on the air. 773-937. You're live on the air.
I didn't press one.
Yes, you did.
Right.
Okay, switchboard. The next caller, please. I don't have time. I really don't.
Give him the hose.
Okay.
So, Kelly, did you almost get hit by a chair? You were fairly close.
No, London. 917-929. 917-929.
You just
listened. Listen, do not press 1 to just listen. If y'all press 1 and we call y'all number, I know it's about over 300 people on the phone line. Y'all press 1 to just listen, and y'all not saying anything. Y'all going to completely get disconnected, honey, and I advise y'all to go find a computer because that's the way y'all only going to listen to the show. I don't have time for this bullshit tonight. Thank you. The next number is 404-579. You're live on the air.
Like a good
404-579. You're live on the air. Switchboard, get rid of them.
Thank
you. Have a good night.
I do have some special shout outs, Kelly, from the weekend that I want to just give to lighten up the mood. If I can.
Okay, hold on one moment, Roddy. I'm going to let you give them. The next caller we have is 804-231. You're live on the air.
Hello?
804-231. You're live on the air. Get rid of them. Thank you. Go ahead, Rodney.
I want to give a shout out to Jared Ebony. He definitely was coordinating all the events and being by Chicken Side this weekend, as he definitely made the I didn't go to the official meet and greet on Friday, but the Ebony dinner on Sunday, I did partake in that. I definitely want to give him a big shout out. And also Malaysia for her hospitality as being a server.
Yes, yes.
She definitely was running around on her thing. So it was a positive, you know, as well as negative. So we want to put out the positive as well. Definitely enjoyed that. Also, I want to say happy birthday to Milton Prodigy. He definitely was in the building having his 30th birthday. So big shout out to him. There's a few more shout outs that I'll get to later as I can remember what's going on with everything like that.
Okay, the next call is 804-614. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. Hi, this is Sean 007.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
How you doing? Hey, how you doing? I still didn't get clarification on why Lil James received his money back and nobody else did. I don't understand that explanation.
Okay, can I explain that for the last time? Kelly, I got it. Lil James came out for the category and paid his $10, okay? He was chopped. There was some discrepancy. Sanaya says she'll give him another chance to Vogue. Then another comment was made. Lil James said, well, no, I don't think it's going to be fair. I would like my $10 back. The $10 was kept in the pot, and I took $10 from my pocket and gave back to Little James. So Cam Prodigy got exactly the amount of money he was supposed to get. Exactly. It was $1,350. 65 people walked performance, I think, and then $750 in pot, or 60 people walked performance and $750 in the that started it off, which was $1,350. So no one got cheated. So I paid Little James $10 for him then. That's a better way to say it.
Okay, so
I think what he's trying to say is whether it was out your pocket or not.
Or not. It shouldn't have been.
You're the only one to get his money
back. Okay, well, the comment was made was,
at that point, she already knew it was Little James. The category called for you to be concealed. So the point was, a lot of people got chopped that night, and judges wanted to overturn their decisions, but once they revealed themselves, a chop was a chop. Sanaya said, well, it doesn't matter, I'm going to chop you again. So Little James said it was unfair. So no shade, I just gave Ms. $10 back. Oh, well.
That's not unfair if she didn't see the performance.
She didn't, well, technically, yes. I just gave him $10 back from my pocket. It was my $10.
You're right, but it's your boss, so why didn't you give everyone their money back?
No, because, I mean, some of y'all are sore fucking losers. You know that? That really kills me. Your face was
so
concealed. Maybe it was the stage that y'all got nervous
that's
about.
That's a valid question. What are you talking about? You're a sore fucking loser.
Why is it one person? Marcus, hold on. Because of the discrepancy, and the people felt at this time, because I was sitting next to Sanaya, they felt that she wasn't even watching the category at that moment. And when she chopped them, everybody, he came up there himself. Now, had everybody came who got chopped, if everybody would have came to the judge's panel and said, well, why was I chopped, or why didn't I do it, it probably would have been a lot more $10 given out. But because Little James did it, and Sanaya said what she said, and the promoter was standing right there, they decided that in the best interest of the ballroom at that time, if Sanaya is giving him a second chance, or this is Sanaya saying, I'm going to give you another chance, and then James wants to rescind and say, okay, well, good. Since you're going to give me another chance, it's like I never walked, so I can get my money back. That's a difference than just being chopped for the performance and going out. That's a whole different story. Those are two separate entities.
But he's asking a valid question, and to just dismiss him as a sore fucking
That's what I was talking about.
It was valid because it was my $10. I can give back my $10 to whoever I want to give.
From being on the panel next to Sanaya and listening to Marcus and Little James, the whole conversation, that's what happened. Because if you say, I'm going to give you another chance, that means you let me know that chop was rescinded, so I'm going to go and let you start over fresh and see what you can do.
But was that because it was Little James?
No, it could have been, Ken could have came up there. Jasmine could have came up there. I mean, there was a lot of people that, Little James was at the vulgar like everybody else. It just happened Little James was the one that wanted to ask Sanaya what was the reason or what was going on, and Sanaya said what she said. I don't think Sanaya will, Sanaya says, like, a chop with a chop.
But Rodney, it's not a question of, whose money was that was given back. The question is...
I'm not disputing that at all. My thing was, if Sanaya said, if everybody can understand what I'm saying, if Sanaya said to him herself, I'm going to give another chance. If someone tells me that too, and I think it's going to be shade again, if someone says, Rodney, I'm going to give you another chance to prove me, that means to let me see what you got, and I'm going to say, okay, well, I think you're still going to try me again. I don't want to walk now. So it's just like technically you never walked.
I get what you're saying, Rodney, and if I was Little James, I would have probably asked for my money back too. But
definitely.
I think what the caller is saying is that the unfairness is everybody, that should have applied to everyone. And maybe some of those other people who got chopped did not know that they could just simply walk back up and ask for their money back, and it would have been given to them. Perhaps
an announcement should have been made. Sanaya said, the crowd should make me look if that person is giving us $1,000 performance. And let me explain the category again. It was open to all performance for challengers versus of the years versus $1,000 club winners versus legends. They let the challengers through, and no shade, more challengers probably could have gotten chopped for a $1,000 plus category. But when the judges saw the of the years, the $1,000 winners, and the legends, they held them to a higher standard because realistically, when you are a $1,000 winner, you are more of a superstar. So when you go on TV and you see Beyonce give a lackluster performance, she might have sounded cute, but we expecting more of them. That's the standard they were held to by the icons and legends, and they weren't happy. Every legend got chopped. I think, one of the $1,000 winners got chopped, and most of the years got chopped. And that's the second time I've done this category, and it's going like that majority of the time. The judges hold those people to a higher standard. But the other part to it was a lot of people's faces were concealed. And I'm going to start doing it almost at every ball, because when people's faces are concealed, the politics go out the window. People cannot accept that their face gets them a long way. And that
you know,
proved that a lot this weekend.
Well, Marcus, I appreciate that wonderful explanation, but once again, you're deflecting, because the caller never said anything about clarifying the category. He's concerned about the fairness of how the refunds were issued, and I agree with the whole concealing of the face. I think
it
was
not a refund.
Excuse me.
I
think that was
a good idea.
I think that was a good idea, actually, to do the concealing of the faces, because it does help eliminate some of the politics. But again, the caller is not talking about that. I think he was very clear in what his question was, which I believe was a very valid question.
Okay, and I understand it. Little James got a $10 bet because he was the only leader that stood up. Stop being followers. If you would have been the first one to ask for it back, you'd have got yours back too, maybe. But because he asked, he got it back. Stop trying to follow people and make up your own mind. If you wanted your money back, and if you were that bold to ask for it back, you could have, and maybe you'd have gotten it back too. You might have got told yes. You might have got told no. You didn't get it back because you did not ask. Next caller.
Well, I think that's very good that you're touching with stuff.
On a positive note, congratulations to New House of the Year, the House of Illusion, New Face of the Year, Shawnee Mizrahi, New Runway of the Year, Zimmy Khan, New Vogue of the Year, Bella Revlon, Legend of the Year, Melvin Mizrahi, Female Figure Statement, Africa Revlon, Butch Queen Statement of the Year, Santonio Revlon, Star of the Year, Boy Boy Khan, Commentator of the Year, Selva Mizrahi, Flyer of the Year, ABC Ball, Trophy of the Year, Second Friday, Ball of the Year, Second Friday Awards, West Coast Finest, Indigo Revlon, Virginia's Finest, TK Chanel, Philly's Finest, Bubby Revlon, OKI's Finest, Barbie Revlon, New York City's Finest, Little B. Mizrahi, Boston's Finest, Faith Ebony, and Gulf Coast Finest, Prada Ebony. I'll do the rest later. Next.
I think you did a great job, again, of deflecting, but I'd like to ask Rodney. Rodney, they're still on the line. Are you there, Rodney?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead, Tom.
I just want to get your take on the face category, because I've missed that one.
The teen face or the
exotic? And I think Tracy was it, or who was who did he? Her
name was Tiffany. Tiffany Chanel.
Yeah, Tiffany.
I mean, my take on that. I mean, I was in the back of the runway, but when I saw them come down the aisle to get on the stage, I mean, I thought they looked well together. I thought they were, you know, definitely teen face.
What was your take on it, Tom?
Well, I was gone by that time, so I didn't see that category, unfortunately.
I saw the panty with him. She was gorgeous.
You know, I forgot to mention, though, one thing I did want to highlight, a positive note, the AC was very comfortable in the building. I was very happy with that.
I guess. Do we have any more callers, switchboard?
It was comfortable.
Oh, well, while we're waiting. Florida's Finest, Xavier Mizrahi. Detroit's Finest, Carmen Chanel. D.C.'s Finest, Little David Kahn. Chicago's Finest, Toya Ebony. Baltimore's Finest, Little James Kahn. Atlanta's Finest, Felicity Mizrahi. Leader of the Year, Tony Revlon. Mother of the Year, Paris Revlon. Father of the Year, Santonio Revlon. House of the Year, Revlon. Best Dressed Male, Dede Khan. Best Dressed Female, Deja Mizrahi. Streetwear of the Year, Lucy Liu Khan. Sneak of the Year, Kenya Revlon. Butch Queen Twist of the Year, Lawrence Ebony. Hand Performance of the Year, Chanel Mizrahi. Old Way of the Year, Selva Mizrahi. Catboy Sex Iron, Domino Prodigy. Film Queen Sex Iron, Trishay Khan. Women
Domino
Sex Iron,
Mizrahi,
Lady
Prodigy.
Vixen Illusion. Oh, Mizrahi Prodigy. Legend of the Year, Legendary Realness of the Year, Terrence Blahnik. Thug Realness, Tick Tick, Revlon. Butch Queen and Drags Realness, Africa Revlon. Sim Queen Realness, Paris Revlon. Trans Man Realness, Khalil Revlon. Schoolboy Realness, Rich Balenciaga. More coming soon.
Rodney, this is what I really want to get your take on. Tell me how you feel about what happened to Camaro and his status.
Well, Camaro was supposed to be coming on. Camaro was supposed to be coming on to give me an exclusive interview.
I'm glad you kind of said that, because apparently, it was just alleged, I'm going to say alleged, that Camaro felt that I spearheaded this whole thing. about about that. And like I told Terrence at the ball, I said, I'm not even on the alliance of voting. I don't partake in the votes. I just go with the majority. When the icons say something, they send the memo out. The decision is already made, so I don't have any input with the powers that be to overturn or to endorse or enforce any rules as far as status.
Hold on 1 minute. Hold on 1 minute, Rodney. Can I get my sister intro, please?
You know you got a right to do whatever you like to. Don C, we got the right one, that right one in the club. Always the flyest, always got her hands the highest. She stopped drinking Diet Coke, she on that Coke diet. She bad her eyelids, that girl is so wired. I know she's so tired, but ooh, she on fire.
Hello, Snow.
Everyone.
Hey,
Alexis.
You already know?
Okay, hold on. Let me finish that up.
Hello.
But, yeah, Tom, I didn't have any ifs, ands, or buts about it, but I do know that based on myself chopping him for Legendary Realness, Harold chopping for Legendary Realness, Fred openly and verbally saying he will chop him for Legendary Realness, Clint openly and honestly saying he will chop him for Legendary Realness, the icons and legends felt that if all the Legendary Realness people are saying he's not Legendary Realness, then something needed to be done. And I think that's how it did come about.
So, Rodney, you don't see Camaro's realness?
Not for Legendary Realness.
I'm about to say, I see Camaro's realness. So that's not the case, but
this is my thing. Now, first of all, I don't have a dog in this fight because y'all know I don't really use Camaro like that. But the man has been walking Legendary Realness for 2 years, at least. And getting through, and now all of a sudden it's an issue?
No, it always has been an issue, Tom, whether you know it or not.
So why is it just now, just getting addressed now? If he's been walking Legendary Realness for 2 years,
I didn't care. I didn't have a problem with it because, like I said, at a ball, if he wore Legendary Realness when I was on the panel, I would have chopped. I didn't care if they gave him Legendary Realness or not. Until I felt like he was, I can carry the chop. I don't have a problem with that. And nobody's going to overturn my chop. So it wasn't an issue with that. And then with Fred and with Harold and with everybody else, if we felt that way. So in an issue to stop it, because Tony and Camaro are really close, and Tony saw that it was an issue with the legends and icons of realness. So, and with everything else, with status, with all of this stuff that takes time to resolve, they decided to go ahead and do that one because Camaro is a vocal person himself. So, you know what I'm saying? Camaro is not going to stop.
I'm sure Camaro can speak for himself.
Right.
I don't think there's any doubt that the man is legendary, you know, he's a legendary butch queen, if nothing else. I mean, he is. Definitely destroyed streetwear, sneakers, you know, and a whole bunch of things.
Were you there for the plaque presentation?
You know, I missed that part of it.
They gave him a plaque saying, "You are legendary streetwear," and he declined to come up to receive the award.
Well, I mean, under the circumstances, what would you have done? I mean, on one hand, you take status, and on the other hand, you give it. How would you have reacted?
I don't know. I mean, I can't even say because it really wasn't me. I mean, because you know what?
You would have stayed at your table with your cocktail. You wouldn't have gone on that stage.
No, you know what? I think if I felt offended by that, I might would have came on the stage and got the mic and said something. That's the difference between me. Yeah. Just like when R.R. gave me the icon status, I was acknowledged for being an icon, and at that moment, I felt like it was done because of something else. I have a show that I can come on and speak to the masses, and I rescinded it and did not accept it because I felt like it was something else. Even though I have the resume of an icon, I told them that I did not want it, but then at another ball, the icons came together and decided that I did deserve it, and at that moment, I accepted it.
Work.
I don't know about that. I'm going to have to listen to it.
I got a paper trail that'll go from California all the way to Kalamazoo. But, you know, I do. It is definitely a touchy situation, and, you know, Camaro definitely can definitely speak for himself. He doesn't, that's not mine, expressing himself and saying anything what he feels. So,
hello.
Come on.
Hello.
Yes, Alexis, go ahead.
Where's Marcus?
He's here.
Marcus?
I'm here.
Are you okay? Huh?
I'm great.
Okay, you glad the weekend is over with?
I'm glad the weekend is over.
Me too. So now, let me say this to you. I really didn't appreciate what you did because you didn't uphold your rules. And we already had this talk one time before. And for you to be such a stern set when you want to be, you're not stern at the right times. You should have had the House of Khan. I've told James and I've told Sinaitis. The House of Khan and the House of Ebony should have been ejected from the ball. So why didn't you withhold, why didn't withhold their
rule? Go ahead. Well, to be honest with you, that's very, and we talked about this earlier, that's a very difficult decision to make, especially when it was just a bunch of arguing and not necessarily punches thrown. Had a punch
see,
been thrown.
This is the same person who has a discrepancy between somebody being banned for an argument and being banned for an actual fight.
Well, right, and I think that was an argument. The Khan Ebony incident was an argument, and not and it was a heated argument, but
it
wasn't
a disturbance,
necessarily.
Right?
It was a disturbance, but guess what? It was able to be controlled. Once James went down there, it calmed down.
That's not what you. That's not what you said. That's not what you said, Marcus.
I actually said any disturbances or acts of violence or aggression would be put out. And Alexis, as a promoter, is. I have to make a decision, a very quick decision. At that point,
I understand why the decision was made, Marcus. I understand why, and it's fine. But I just want to let you know
it's very hard to put somebody out when their house is part of the ball, when it could be rectified. Because, you know, that's just pretty, really difficult to do. I don't think it was serious enough to have to put them out, you know.
Okay.
And that's just that's really my honest answer. Now, if you feel you may feel differently. If you felt like you were threatened in that situation,
I was sitting on the
other
side of the ball.
Right. Well, I mean, so at that point, a threat level had to be assessed, and I felt like it was okay for them to stay. I had no problem putting anybody out.
Okay.
Yeah, no shade, you guys, but where's Tony, you know, the Revlons, Vanna, Bam, the Ebonies, the big girl who threw the table? We just need people on the air.
They are... I think the situation, London, it was diffused between the houses and the parties. So I don't guess we're not gonna get a show from them.
Alexis.
Yes.
It was so good to see you again, Saturday.
Yes, y'all know Tom didn't know who I was.
I did not know that was you, and it has been quite a long time, and I was so thrilled to see you.
Why didn't you recognize her, Tom? Did she get bigger?
No, he didn't know that. He didn't know that. Kelly. Listen, did they put your big ass back in the zoo? Because they said you was looking like a zebra up there on that stage.
Now, Alexis, you know that's not what I meant, so don't listen to me.
I'm not paying any more attention.
So Alexis and I go way back. We used to live in the same neighborhood. And Alexis was one of my longtime faithful customers.
Very.
Yeah, but I don't think the situation is as huge as you think.
Hold on. Chicken's on the line.
I was trying to get him on. I sent Switchboard his number. But y'all know when you try to call in a three-way on
Chicken's
the iPhone,
on the phone.
It don't work out.
Yeah, your transmission.
Chicken, you live on there.
Yes, I am on the phone. But I do like to thank everybody. Enjoy.
Hello?
Go ahead, Chicken.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Y'all, I would like to thank everybody who came out and supported the 5th Annual Cut on Awards Ball. I had a great time. I enjoyed all the people who came out. Shout out to all my friends and people who came out. It was Ebony weekend. It was another successful weekend. We did enjoy everybody. Regardless of the violence at the end of the night, it was still a good weekend for the Carolinas, and I did enjoy myself and everybody else.
Chicken, what time did your party end?
Which night?
the last night of the battle. Because mine didn't end until 11 o'clock this morning.
Oh, well, after the incident, you know, we had a little few words from the house. You know, we people came and spoke. We really wasn't a party. It was our last night in Charlotte. We just sit around. We just socialized.
Right. And also on another positive note, congratulations to the House of Balenciaga for winning the $250, the first house to get past, go and collect the 5 trophies. And congratulations to them for also winning the $1,000 for having the house with the most trophies at the time the ball ended. So congratulations on taking home the 1,250 pearls.
Oh, shout out to Team Monroe Ho. I really enjoyed seeing Tiffany and Exotic. Tiffany gave me something I had never seen from her before.
She really enjoyed it. That was, I was, when people were saying she was walking, I said, well, I don't know. I said, she's a beautiful girl, but she usually just stands there. But she made us, she had Raquel waving a finger. That meant a lot. So shout out to my granny Raquel, to Temperess, to Ashley Icon, who else? To
Sanaya.
All the dolls. Sanaya, thank y'all for coming out. Like, we were so surprised.
I'm not using right now.
Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. 404-698. You're live on the air on the recap show.
What's up, everybody? This is Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, Fred.
What's up, Fred?
Hey,
what's
Daddy.
Going on? What's up,
Robert?
What's going on, Rodney? What's going on, Tom?
Fred, how's it going? I didn't see you Saturday.
I didn't see you either.
I was there for a light. Tom?
Yeah, I heard.
Could you ask Fred his opinion on that question that you asked me about? I assume that's why Fred called, but Fred, if you didn't, what do you think about Camaro?
Yes, we definitely got to get Fred.
Well, you know what?
I'm going to
be honest with you.
A member and the council.
I wasn't on that call with that. But to me, I felt like, you know, that was a slap in the face to Camaro. Despite of my personal feelings about is he legendary for realness, I think giving him, for him to be an overall father of a house and for you to try to get him an award when this man was deemed over 2 or 3 years ago, is, to me, is very kind of disrespectful.
Very much so. Very much so.
And so I just felt like that was wrong, me personally. And if that was me, I wouldn't have came and got it either. But the ball, I wanted to say a couple things about the ball. Like, I was really surprised like how packed the ball was and the venue. I love the venue. The white people was kind of looking kind of crazy. I think they were kind of worried about us tearing up their venue.
Yeah, because the fags had called and told them that we was going to tear it up.
They was not letting the kids stay in them stalls too long.
Fred, I'm sorry. I have to go back to this question because this is very, very important. You said you were not on that call where the status change was voted on. Can you tell everyone who was on the call and who made the decision to change Camaro's status? I think this is very important because I would bet some of the people who were on that call weren't even from Atlanta.
Me personally, I don't think the other icon was aware of what was going on. I think that was just a decision Tony made on his own to try to rectify the situation from Camaro walking Legendary Realness. So they agreed upon that as a whole. I think that's something Father Tony did.
Okay.
But
congratulations to the new legends from the Carolinas, Tim Tim Chanel for Big Boys Runway, Kitty Chanel for Tall Boys Runway, Paris Revlon for Femme Queen Realness, and Lawrence Ebony for Schoolboy Realness.
I'm sorry, Fred. Go ahead, Fred. That was so kind of out of the blue, but go, please.
Tom, you crazy. You know.
Tom, why do you keep on shaving the markets, Tom? This guy is so
disgusting. I mean, he wanted $30, Kelly.
One thing, though, I really did have a problem with, and I'm be honest with you, it was three segments to the ball, so it's only probably like maybe like 10 or 12 categories per segment. And that judges panel was like musical chairs. It was every other category somebody was getting up. And I feel like if you're going to pick judges, please pick judges that can at least sit the whole half or at least majority of a segment. It was just too much going on.
I can't sit a whole segment. I got motherfucking diabetes, and when I got a piss, I got a piss.
That's
but
why Andre didn't want you on the panel, Kelly.
But what I'm saying, Kelly, you came back, Kelly. Some people got up. Yeah, I seen like.
Fred, wait. The judges had drinks. That might be why they kept getting up.
They were thirsty.
Bitch. And I had to get up from my table because I was thirsty.
Yeah, it was too many judges changing. And it just
Martin,
like,
you didn't have no
they, did, they got to the point where anybody was just throwing
I
up there on the panel.
The judges stayed dehydrated. Stay hydrated.
Yes, we did.
The only problem I had with the ball was that my granddaddy and his house members, they were sitting next to us, and baby, they was in the chairs, and we couldn't see nothing. We had to ask them to get down. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, y'all
yeah,
really weren't supposed to be next to each other, but, you know, things happen.
We had to air fry chairs back a couple of times.
But Santonio was Alexis, very helpful somebody about Somebody just yes. hit me up and said, Alexis, you wasn't supposed to be over there anyway. You were supposed to be in the front of the stage. But since well, they rejected you, you were ended up over there.
So what?
Ooh, somebody said you were supposed to be sitting in the front with the Balenciaga, but since they rejected your application, you went back home to the Chanel. That's why you went over there.
No, actually,
Alexis never asked to come back home. We asked her to come back.
Thank you, Daddy.
Work, Fred.
Snap.
and I didn't put in the application to join the August. I was asked to come to the house meeting.
Work.
Directing mother.
on a positive note, also I would like to thank. I would like to give a shout out.
You have turned it from state to state. Am I right?
Who?
I said, Alexis, you have turned it from state to state. Am I right?
Hold on, y'all. Let me see if my bus leaving.
You in the bus station? But
I mean
the legends and icons was in the building. I must admit,
it was nice seeing a lot of people I haven't seen in a while, and I felt good that the ball did get finished. Marcus did take control of the function, and really at the last minute to get every category out the way.
How did y'all feel about the commentators? Because was I the only one that felt some type of way?
Where was Sal? Seven was disappearing at hours at a time. Like, where was? I even know that Jack say something about it. Like,
he did.
He didn't pay.
Oh my goodness.
Chicken, were you saying something earlier?
Oh yeah, my father. I like congratulations to Harold Icon Harold Balenciaga and also grandmother Coco Ebony on the Hall of Fame inductee into the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
Yes, congratulations.
So wait. So what was the beef with Harold and Camaro?
Y'all keep going to the negative.
What was the beef between? I heard Father Estrada and
Harold. It was not Harold and Camaro. It was Camaro and Carlos. Carlos wanted to beat the shit out of Camaro.
It was at first, Kelly.
It did Carlos the business.
Right. Harold said that Harold felt that Camaro was deliberately throwing shade to the House of Balenciaga, and Harold called him out on it. And Carlos was feeling some kind of way as well, so he was voicing his opinion as well.
Well, I heard that. Well, what I heard.
I don't have a report.
I heard somebody threatened somebody and threatened their house and told him he said in his face he was going to slap him in the face.
It's like 814.
Yeah. What's his name? Escada. Why did he get up to him? Like, what's his name? When they called the red line out for House of the Year, they gave him Tony said he was going to smack the shit out of him. And he ended up like,
yesterday, when I left the aftermath, I noticed a couple of people holding their hands and arms and running around. Come on, they've been sad. Did anybody realize go to the hospital or anything with who got the most stitches?
No, Tony Swan got 8 stitches.
Oh, no.
I asked
the people, they told me
he might need to stay home. He might need the boss in alone.
Oh, that's terrible, dude.
Well, while we're doing that, Legendary Performance of the Year was Cassandra Ebony. Vokes and Dramatics was Mimi Revlon. Old Way of the Year, well, we already said Old Way. Female Pickup Performance of the Year was Bella Revlon. Legendary Runway was Andre Mizrahi. Hypnotic Blonic won American Runway of the Year. Kenya Revlon won Small Boys Runway. Gillette Revlon won Tall Boys Runway. Hurricane Revlon won Big Boys Runway. Jasmine Revlon won Female Figure Runway. Sex Iron Cap, oh, we already said that. San Antonio Revlon won Junior Sex Iron of the Year. Melvin Mizrahi won Senior Sex Iron of the Year. My film queen body.
Melvin, did y'all talk about that?
Yeah.
Y'all already talked about that Melvin situation?
Yeah, we talked about
that.
We
did. It's just
possible. Radio
no need to bring that back up.
Radio personality of the year goes to myself.
Kelly, I'm going to hand that at the last minute.
You didn't talk about
Marvel
Media
Kelly. And do a vote.
They didn't talk about
what?
Kelly, you didn't talk about Melvin's situation.
Yes, I did.
No, you gave a very destined over, but you didn't go into depth with it.
Well, you know what? Since we had the director mother on the line,
since we have the director on the phone, the director is going to tell you just like she said earlier. They had a fight. Melvin whooped his ass. It was what it was, missing all the prior other details is in the chat room, and it's not going to be broadcasted on the radio exactly what happened. And if one of them wants to
wait a minute,
hold on.
So we can't discuss all the details from the Mizrahi team about how Donnie posted the post about.
Oh, girl, let me go in my inbox. Let me break it up real quick.
Thank you.
Y'all can discuss whatever tea y'all want to discuss.
I'm discussing on the number one ballroom radio talk, so just all of you try to me out, call your little late ass, let Atlanta father out.
No, y'all want to discuss.
I said earlier,
I'm not going to talk over anyone. I'm in a hotel room. I cannot be loud.
Okay.
If y'all got any other details. If y'all got any other details about that situation, baby, trust and believe. The only way y'all got those details is because y'all got it from a leader, from one of the leaders in the house. because what happened, it happened in a leader's group. None of the children have access. So anybody got any details, that means I have to rework my evaluation and my situation because leaders are giving tea.
They had a fight.
And it was a fight, and he got his ass whooped, and we fixed the problem. Any other team, you have to get it on your own. I'm not discussing what happens in my group because y'all don't discuss what happens in y'all groups.
But, Kelly, one thing is for certain. Melvin just don't go around attacking people for no reason.
One thing for certain, two things for sure, they both was misses. They had a fight, and it was what it was. I'm not discussing what led up to the fight. Team Melvin. Okay, let me just say, I don't know the other dude, but I know Melvin.
And Melvin don't, that's not his character to just attack somebody out the blue for no reason.
It was something about some dick sucking and somebody getting put out of the house, and it's just a lot.
Now, Fred, you said Team Melvin, so what do you know?
Well, I'm not allowed to say
Melvin, I mean, Fred is saying Team Melvin, because a lot of people have been stopping Fred from doing what Melvin did.
what happened, Fred? Wait a minute.
No. That's old news.
Okay.
That's old news. You know, I'm too old to be fighting. I don't do all that stuff no more.
I know, and I'm so sorry that happened to that young man. I hate that Melvin was involved in that.
I just hate it was broken up.
It's a mess.
But you know,
we
want to
talk about your son being chopped this weekend.
Kelly, you is crazy.
Well, you know what? I called myself to the radio station being nice tonight. But, girl, you just want to push me over the edge, because I've had a long weekend, okay, Kelly?
I know you did, I gagged when I came in your room this morning. You definitely did have a long weekend.
So
Did you see what was on that dresser?
Well, she saw what was in my hand.
She was on the dresser. Baby, it was like, bitch, a man came over and laid rose petals from the front of her door to the bed. I was gagging.
But my son said that he knows that the Carolinas don't use him. He was surprised. He got his 1500 last year. So the chop was no surprise to him this year.
Hold on now. If you think that's your answer for him when his face was concealed, that's what you want to go with?
I'm just saying that's how he feels. But this is before he even got chopped. He said the Carolinas don't use him. He was surprised that he got his 1500.
No, they just said it wasn't a performance worth. You know, that's why they sent him on his way.
The same way they feel about your face, they just don't ever chop it because they don't.
Yeah. The same reason why you ain't come out there for that realness category.
So, wait a minute, Marcus, so is the people that you rented the venue from Saturday, are they willing to have other venues, other balls there? Or are they saying, no, ma'am?
No, ma'am.
That's it, right?
You should have heard what Kelly was telling them, Marcus, at the end of the night.
I think that this is what's going to happen. If I'm affiliated with the Carolina Awards Ball next year, it will more than likely.
When do you have the North Carolina Awards Ball next year?
Not when.
Yes, Marcus. When, Marcus? Yes. Marcus.
Exact. Thank you.
Yes, Marcus.
Marcus. And you pee for them trophies too, Marcus. No shade.
I'm glad everybody likes them. Everybody behaved better in the Blake Hotel. You know what? You can't win for losing. You know that last year we got red for having the Blake Hotel and having that ballroom. They said it was too damn big and the runway was too long. This year we tried to give you a space that was a little smaller that we still think can accommodate everybody. And then we get red about that too. You can't win for damn losing.
Well,
Well, Marcus, you know that. I mean, that's just part of the game. You ain't gonna be able to please everybody. Come on now.
Right.
But no, Fred. I mean,
you know, we're looking forward to the D-up ball in July, and you expect to hopefully the girls will respect that space. It's going to be on a college campus, so you know how people act. You go to jail.
People need to realize that this is just a ball, and if you come to a ball with guns and knives and all, so that means you're anticipating some type of trouble. You know what I'm saying? You're anticipating. People need to understand that this is not reality. This, like, until somebody gets some real good time and do some prison time and go to jail or somebody die, that's when people are going to wake up. Because all this over a trophy and over $1,000, like, come on. Like, people, please.
Kelly.
Yes.
So Melvin was put out of the house.
The House of Balenciaga for $1,250 at the aftermath.
Kelly.
Did they get the money? Did you get on the money, Marcus?
Wait a minute, Kelly. You got to answer that question.
We gave them the money. Yes, we did.
Kelly, you got to answer that question. That's a very important question.
What's that?
Was Melvin put out of the house?
Hell no.
I don't know.
Fred, Daddy.
I'm pretty sure they did not put Melvin. Melvin's been in that house for years.
I can't say Melvin was put out, but Melvin did say he was a 007 when I saw Sunday morning at breakfast at the hotel.
803-727, you're live on the air.
Y'all wrong for that, Kelly.
803-727, you're live on the air. 803-727, you're live on the air.
Rodney.
Okay, get ready though. We want to die.
Yes.
Do you remember that conversation? Hold on, Kelly. Do you remember that conversation we had in BBQs in New York when we was talking about a particular person that was coming to the house of Escada, and Marcus had made a statement that they can only walk one category?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, you're talking about Twitch.
I did see them in line for Twitch at the aftermath, Alexis. Yes, I did, but I was not going to say anything.
That was a mini ball.
But it was still walks.
It was a mini ball. That's how you perfect your craft.
Oh, shit. So what you're trying to say? So what you're trying to say? Clips, performances.
No, that's
not.
No, let's not go there. Some of y'all need to be sending y'all kids off of mini balls instead of sending them out at big balls and getting embarrassed like they fucking do and looking how the fuck they look. Maybe that's a strategy y'all
try.
Marcus,
what category do you want? Well, what do you want, Marcus?
Kelly, what do you want?
Oh, shit.
Who is that?
No, what did you want?
That wasn't Marcus. That wasn't me. That was Bloomfield.
What do you want?
Legendary sneaker versus sneaker.
Come on.
I don't walk balls anymore.
Did you used to walk?
Tom, I remember you being chopped by booty, and you coming to the Wednesday night mini balls and videotape.
And you know what? Plenty of people get chopped out of shade. I'm sure booty will tell you the same thing. But you stop deflecting and answer the question. What do you walk?
I don't walk balls anymore.
Tom Blumenthal,
to be a legend for a category and have changed the game for anything.
You don't stop the madness, girl, please.
You are at me? That's fine, Tom. You can have your
$30. I don't like a liar, and you lying right now. You ain't going for no category.
Y'all going in for the $30?
Yes, we are.
So if you think that's what it is.
What? Fred, did you see how much
I'm
going
to ask you to warm up, and I'm going to get a green
guy. It seems as though Marcus has been paid out the scapegoat again for why Tom wasn't on the list, when there was no list, period. But again, we took a vote, and no one.
Chicken's
on the line. Hold on. Chicken, you're on the line.
Chicken just said in the chat room that all four of them said no to Tom's names being on the list.
No, no, let me, no, let me, no, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
No,
I didn't say all four. What I said was when Tom Blumenthal's name was voted on to be on the judges panel, it was a no. Econ asked for Tom Blumenthal to be on the panel. We voted no. And then again, we feel
so
like
Tom,
everybody knows.
So Tom,
hold on, let me finish. And yes, we did not have a guest list at the door this year, but everybody that did, if you got called back, we did your $30 back, or we did escort you in. Tom Blumenthal was never, ever asked to judge the North Carolina Wars Ball by the committee, including me, Econ, Tim, and Marcus. If Econ did on the side, that was Econ's decision, because we voted no in the meeting to Tom Blumenthal judging.
Right. I feel sorry for you girls, Miss Stay, that had to pay y'all $30 and didn't get it back, Miss Stay, because I came right to the door, Miss Stay, and they gave me, go right on in, baby.
Oh, Kelly, don't get that. You escorted it also, Kelly. You escorted it also.
Maybe he'll answer you, Kelly, because this ain't about no judging and all that shit. What category did you walk?
John, pull out your DVD, Stewart People's Choice Awards Ball 2004.
No,
I'm on your DVD. Pull it up now.
I
want Stewart Realness.
Pull
it up. I'm on the DVD. Your DVD.
Tomorrow. I don't have time.
You can pull it up. Follow to the show. You can put it on YouTube for us. Your DVD. 2004. Stewart Ebony's People's Choice Award.
We still don't know what you want, Marcus. We don't know what you want.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Next.
But it's cute for you if you don't walk the ball. If you don't walk the category, just say so. It's plenty of people in the door. Don't give me a line. No. Hello?
Oh, I guess this former cop / probation officer, now newscaster, really had found time to report for us.
You're not telling people there's something they don't already know about me. So why you're trying to blow my spot?
You left the ballroom scene to support the ballroom scene for whatever purpose, but now you want to sit here and pick on little me? You were just bringing little me? Oh, Tom.
You giving people new information about me, bitch. They know my history.
This is the battle of the college educated girls that converted over to the ball.
I'm not gonna sit here and argue with him. I had his $30. He came to my ball. He came whoever he came for, I got it. So at this point he can sit there, read me all he wants. He came to see me.
Girl, if you you really think this is about you? You really are delusional. For real.
You sitting on time. You are so busy sitting there reading me. You obviously came to see me. Thank you.
You got the game.
I'll see you next year. I'll see you in Chicago. I'll see you in Texas.
You know what?
I'll see you in Vegas.
How's the weather?
Thank you
for
reaching out.
How's the weather in Atlanta, Fred? How's the weather down there?
Baby.
Something's more
important. Y'all go. Y'all girls need to call one. Any of y'all girls that feel some type of way about the ball this week and this thing, y'all need to press one because I like this Marcus that doesn't have a ball coming up, honey. And, you know, he says he ain't got no hair on his tongue. Yeah.
Say what? I can't hear you, honey.
What's all that noise?
I just think it's funny how people think they are so relevant. They become so delusional to believe in that shit.
Oh my god! No.
I'd rather be a great promoter than a fake legend any day.
Oh shit! Are you talking about yourself?
I'm not a legend. I never claimed to be one, and they'll never give me a status, and I would never take it. But I know I'm an exceptional promoter. I'd rather be an exceptional promoter than a fake legend.
You're going to be a legendary promoter just like Marco.
No, I'm not.
Trust me, you are.
Oh, my goodness. I want to give a shout-out. To North Carolina chapter mothers and fathers.
Wait, hold on, chicken. Chicken.
Yeah, Chicken is here, yeah.
I want to know, how do you feel about everything that happened on Sunday night with the Ebony's and the Revlon?
Like I said, like the situation between the House of Ebony and Revlon has been diffused. I'm not discussing that situation. I do apologize to whatever happened to Tony's son and to anybody else that was injured. It was not in my control or any of the ball promoter's control. And that's why everybody just keep coming support North Carolina. We throw nice functions and we enjoy everybody's support.
Okay. Switchboard, can you unmute Alexis Clark, please?
No, keep her ass muted.
Mouth is that mouth of yours. You can tell your ball
yeah.
is over with.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's so many things I've been holding in for the last few months.
Oh, well, baby, let us see your own.
Let it out.
No, I'm going to.
Did you see how Marcus tried to stop Tiffany and them from walking?
I can stand a political pussy, honey. Y'all get on my nerves with that shit.
No, hold on. If they fit for me, I will come.
Oh, hold on. Can I say one more thing? Oh, yeah, I also would like to send a congratulations to my son, Lawrence Ebony, for becoming legendary and also becoming the father of the North Carolina chapter of Ebony. I'm so proud of my child.
Was
and I just want to sit there and say that.
Congratulations, Lawrence Ebony.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
Alexis, don't come for me. I told you, since you've been a Chanel, just worry about that new cover y'all got over there in the house of Chanel, okay? Because don't come for me.
We're fine over here in the dollhouse.
Okay.
Oh, a question was brought up in chat over this weekend. What's the new father's name?
Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy.
Oh, excuse me, Carlos.
How did he become father so quick and it took country all of these years? They want to know how did Soulja Boy just get in the house and get a position, and country's been there for years, and it took him years to get in.
Well, actually, I wasn't going to have an Atlanta father because I'm there, so there really wasn't no need to have an Atlanta father. And country's finally learned. Country's still learning. You know what I'm saying? At the time, country wasn't ready to be anybody's father. So, you know.
We got another caller. 240-619. You're live on the air.
Hello. Did someone say that Lawrence was legendary?
Yeah, they said Lawrence was legendary.
Yes, Lawrence is legendary.
Okay, please put me back on hold.
Okay. Oh, no, you're not going to run like that. Why? Because you give it a little attitude. You don't see it?
What you mean you don't see it? You didn't see the plaque? You didn't see when Sanaya passed it? What you mean you don't see it? The icon Sanaya passed it.
Oh,
Lawrence is legendary. How did you not see it?
You taking an Alexis spot now.
You better take off for your child. I don't have to defend my child. His awards and his.
We know you don't have to. But you are.
We'll talk about this in the delete room later on.
Daddy.
What?
Daddy. Did you see how Marcus shot to stop Tiffany and Exotic from coming down that aisle?
No, way before the first segment ended, got their money. BB had the bands.
And that's what happened.
Right. That was
Marcus was trying to collect $30 while they was on the stage from the house.
I was just trying to verify because they didn't have one on the analytics. Your overall mother and Temperance did it as well at their ball. That's your right to do that. I mean, because sometimes the face stores get snuck in so they can walk the category. I don't, they would have been honest and told me.
Marcus,
I just didn't see the armband on. So, I mean, that was my
She had them in her hand.
You know, I verified that story before I gave them the $2,000. That wasn't no bribe. You know, I know that. I verified it, but no, I did. Alexis, I didn't go to them. I came to the side and asked Clayton. I said, "Well, Clayton, did they pay?" And he was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Well, okay." And you know, I went and verified the story. I didn't go to them in the middle of the thing and say, "Stop the beat," because you know I don't mind doing it.
Marcus, that's not what you gave.
Marcus, the category was counted down to 1-3 times. If you
right.
ask me, man,
but
I was fucking close.
But,
bitch,
but
if they wanted to walk, they would have walked for 1,000 or whatever.
I was in the lobby. You couldn't really hear what was going on in the lobby. I had Clayton to text me as soon as they called the first category of the second segment, because it was the second. You couldn't hear in the lobby. So before that started, I told them to come inside, and I put them in the room. So when I heard, when he texted me and said they started, by the time I walked up to the front to see what they actually calling it, I told them to come. I had to tell them to come out 3 times. I don't know what people want to wait, like they want everybody to walk first, but if you a bad bitch, just come out there and tear it up.
So, in other words, Kelly, you don't need to lead the pack no more, okay?
Excuse me, Ms. Clark?
Did you hear what I said?
What pack?
And Kelly was brushing that Remy. Oh, God.
Wait, one more time. She was brushing what?
I took my six packs of Brazilian and I put it back in the bag and I threw my Remy on.
Hello.
Oh. Girl, once you go Brazilian, you don't go back to Remy. Stop.
Miss Angela, what was it looked like you had Milky Way in your head.
Oh, my God. I'm the
reason
you
would have
got Brazilian. Keep it cute.
Okay, bitch, don't you send for me, Miss Thing, and you had Milky Way, Miss Thing. We haven't done Milky Way since we was Bush Queen and Drags, and you were back to Milky Way this weekend. Don't do it.
Miss Thing, I'm the reason you went to Brazil. You keep it the fuck cute.
Oh, but we're not talking about you sending me to Brazil. We talk about your Milky Way, Miss Thing, that you had in this weekend.
Cute.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, go ahead, Rodney.
No, this is not no Rodney.
Who's that?
This is Lawrence.
Hold on. Is that caller still on the line that don't see Lawrence legendary status? Because if she's still on the line, can you please bring her back on? Text me and let me know if she's still on the line. Can you bring her back on? Oh, she's back. Call her alarm, just right there. Let him know how you feel. Call
okay,
Lawrence.
Good. No, Kelly, let's get to the good shit. Lawrence, why was you letting Stuart have it like that?
So what?
Where was this?
Stuart? In the Ebony group.
Ooh,
hold on. Hold on. 240619. You back on the air. Lawrence is there.
Oh?
I guess she don't want to talk. But she ain't seen your legendary status, Lawrence. She wants to know why was you legendary.
Come, Kelly, let's get back to this recession. Lawrence?
Baby. The same reason why I ran Clayton. Baby, my mom is fierce. I want to motherfucking say.
Oh, shit.
If it's in our room, then it's our business.
Let's talk about Chanel T. Let's talk about why the Carolina chapter don't see the new father.
You don't know what the
No, I do know.
No, you don't.
Ain't that the reason why you told them I don't want to hear anything else about it?
We were talking about it.
Alexis, go ahead and answer the question. She was around for the conversation.
From what I understand, the Carolina Chapter is okay
with
this.
I can't talk loud.
I'm in the hotel. But from what I hear, from the streets is that Carolina Chanel's is going to be jumping ship. That's what I hear from the streets. That's what the streets are talking. They're trying to join Revlon and they're trying to join Ebony because they don't see Soulja Boy as father.
They can go be under the leadership of the new legendary Ebony father, since she likes to always call out a Chanel.
Yeah. You know, I'm
girl,
used to people
who is
leaving,
that talking?
Leaving.
Who is that?
I don't know who that is.
This is Country. What's up?
Oh, Country, shut up. Ain't nobody working on all this. You know, it's New World Order. And anybody that's mad because they don't have a position, it means you're not doing what you're supposed to do, baby. I don't overlook people that deserve anything.
Why you never gave Lawrence a position in the house of Chanel out there? You didn't see it.
Actually, Lawrence was about to get a position in the house of Chanel.
You wanted to give him a position, but you was always knew that he was going to jump back over with his family.
No, because Lawrence was always there.
Lawrence, y'all got to understand, Lawrence got a taste of that Chanel blood. And he's still part of the family. You see how he stayed over there at the table with us all night?
She'll be back with school for the eye next week.
Well, her and Chicken get into a nasty read session. Chicken will tell us when they call you.
Chicken, that's my stepson, so what?
Congratulations to my son for being legendary and father.
Chicken, you sound like me a couple of weeks ago, honey.
But no, I couldn't even get on here and try to justify my legendary status from
some
anonymous caller or anybody.
It's not for YouTube.
Especially when my plaque says from the icon council and everybody else that says ballroom council.
Do you really want to know the real deal?
I'm calling my spy.
Well, it only says icon panel because Marcus had told him to put that on there.
Well, it should have said that anyway because on my phone call it was on the icon panel.
It should have said the icon.
Where you at?
What happened was, when I was informed
that they were going to be doing some deeming at the ball, they said that every house will be responsible for getting the plaques for the house members. What I said to provide uniformity, to make sure all of the awards look the same and to ensure that everyone got a plaque, we, the promoters of the ball, had agreed to get them. So, yes, the promoters of the awards ball, we paid for the plaque. I mean, and we were given the list, like, you know, a few days early so we could secure the plaque.
That answers your question, Divine?
Yeah, but it didn't cure my curiosity.
No,
I don't know. The list was given to me. The list was given to me by multiple icons, and it was verified by multiple icons, so it had to be more than one. Now, I don't know how the discussion on the phone went. Who knows?
So
Let me ask you something.
I'm going to send mine to his rare plaque.
I'm going
to send it tomorrow. No, I know. But I'm going to say mine. Ours here in North Carolina, I'll say Iconic Council, while everybody else's, i.e. Atlanta or anywhere else, has been deemed previous to his ballroom.
Right. Okay, I'm going to send you a real one in the mail tomorrow, what it was supposed to read, okay?
No, baby.
Anyway.
Hold on. Now, Lauren, no. let's not start now, because you remember what you told me earlier.
No, baby, I'm not starting anything. This country is stealing
me. Shut up four times. That ain't even me.
But I got a question for Marcus. Do you feel like, did you think that more people was going to walk for that grand prize?
Yes.
So do you think, like, face categories are becoming, like, redundant now? There's, like, a waste of money?
No, I think Fem Queens are actually... I heard all kind of stories. Fem Queens wanted the whole $2,000. They wanted the Butch Queens to pay for their effect and fly them in. And, you know, there was supposed to be an opportunity for them to really come together. I kind of got this idea from when those legends were sitting in the room in Dallas, when they went for that conference, and they said, well, you know what would be hot? If we could take one boy and one girl and have them walk, and they'd be their dream team face. And I wanted to make it like a reality for them, like, you know, with being feasible. I can't promise them $5,000 for a category because I don't think my business partners would approve a $5,000 category. I'm pleased with what we got, Exotic and Tiffany and Gabby and Anthony, and I'm happy they got their money. You know, and to the girls who just chose not to come or not participate, I respect that decision. You know, I feel like this, though. I won't be doing Fem Queen face for any cash anytime soon.
I don't think you should respect that decision. You know what's wrong, bitch? The girls need to get up out of these motherfucking egos of money and everything,
well,
okay?
No, wrong, Kelly, let me say this.
I think it's ridiculous that Vickers is talking about Ben not hitting the back of the floor unless it's for $5,000 is any of that madness. That's ridiculous. I remember when bitches used to walk to get their $30 back, bitch, when a mini grand was motherfucking $100. Grand prize at a ball was $500, mistake. And
well,
the girls would come out and show their motherfucking ass.
My plan was to donate, this was my plan, to donate $5,000 to when they got to do their 20th anniversary ball for Fem Queen Perfect 10. That's not happening now. Because if they couldn't come out for $2,000 or $1,000, why would I waste my money and give them $5,000? So thank you, ladies. You know, somebody else will get the money, and I'll be, once I decide whatever I want to put the money on, that's what I'll do. The Escadas will get the money, and it'll be at their 20th anniversary house ball. That's it.
I really was surprised. I thought more people was going to be walking than who walked. Like, I really thought.
Right.
So, Marcus, welcome back to the House of Escada now?
No, that wasn't the announcement. I said I have been a member of House of for a while. That's not what I said. I said,
oh, you lying.
Jasmine gave away money. Jasmine gave away money at an Ebony ball, and she was an Ebony. She gave money at a Balenciaga ball. She was a Balenciaga.
Okay, see, now you're trying to be funny. Now, you said that if they had to come to your ball, that you was going to come back out and be Escada. Now, is it safe to say that you went back to the House of Escada, damn it?
That's not what I have not addressed that. What I just made my announcement was what I was going to do for the Fem Queens. That's
all right,
not
all right,
Marcus, anymore.
Whatever.
Will you be lying?
Tell me, Marcus 007.
Yes, I still am.
Well, child, I changed your name in my phone already.
I still got Garcon on it. I got to change it.
Oh, my God. I got political pussy.
Oh, I want to give a big I want to give a big
Rico.
I want to give a big shout out to the icon Whitney Garcon. His birthday was on Saturday. Happy birthday, Whitney.
I finished my shout out. Just to touch. Shout out to Rico, Josh, and Bansy. Thank y'all for coming through. You know, I'll see y'all in Vegas in a few weeks. Thank y'all so much. Thank you, Joe. Really.
Oh yes. Vegas is going to be the jump off, baby.
I don't know if I'm coming this year.
Why? You wasn't
in
last year, shit.
Yes, I was. I didn't come to the ball, but I was there, man.
Well, that's what we're talking about. You partied your ass off, but couldn't get your ass up.
Well, Fred, we just
God of
Snow
was
all
in
the
building, baby.
The only thing we got to do is come downstairs.
Nah, the ball wasn't at the hotel this last year, but it's at the hotel this year.
Right, I know, that's what I said. I said, the ball's at the hotel this year. The only thing you got to do is come downstairs.
Okay. We can roll you down. We can put you in a wheelchair and push you to the table.
Oh, shit.
You talking about me, Devon? You talking about me, Devon?
Kelly, TJ has an announcement. I don't know if that's approved.└
I want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to Eugene Mizrahi. It's his birthday today. I want to give a shout out to Tails Mizrahi. It's his birthday today. I also want to give a shout out to all these other girls that's on my list, and it's your birthday today, and all of that.
Kelly, what was up with the Ebony T-shirt?
Huh?
The Ebony T-shirt you had on Sunday.
I left the house, y'all, you know?
Yeah, right.
I'm a Ebony, y'all, you know? Y'all ain't hear them chanting when I came out and I was walking runway?
There was somebody from D.C. don't see it.
Somebody from D.C. don't see it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's all right, honey. My cousin put me in. She mother of all mothers.
Who?
Who gonna check her, boo?
Kelly, how do you feel about battling Coco and it coming down so close?
What do you mean, how do I feel about battling my daughter and it coming down so close? It's my daughter. We battle all the time, Miss A.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know y'all battled before, for realness.
Yeah, oh, no, that was me and Coco first time battling, but I battle all my daughters, Miss A.
Oh, okay. And so when the tie broke, how do you, because it wasn't a tiebreaker?
Yeah, it was a tiebreaker. James Corn had to break the tie, but I battle my kids all the time. I don't have a problem with having fun with my children. I mean, you know, me and my kids have fun.
Yeah.
They sit me. They sit me. They supposed to sit. Their mother, Miss Thing. I taught them everything they know, Miss Thing. You know, they know, bitch. Baby, we go at it. That's how we supposed to do, Miss Thing. They know my flaws. I know their flaws, Miss Thing. But we don't get into it like that. We just stand there, you know, and we have fun, Miss Thing. You know what I hate is when I have to battle one of my sisters or something, Miss Thing. And then you know what? I come out there, bitch. And, you know, and I'm just standing there, bitch. And then my sister take off, Miss Thing. I just be gagging. But you know, me and my kids don't give that, Miss Thing. Like when I battled Felicity in Atlanta, Miss Thing, you know, I was just giving in, you know, just standing there, you know, even though I was a couture at that time and she was a miss, I was just standing there, Miss Thing, and she took off, bitch, and I was slightly gagging for a minute. I got the real Miss Thing again. But I don't be giving that. If it's one of my sisters or my kids, I'm just gonna stand there and I'm not gonna give all that ballroom like I would give with somebody else. But bitch, I be gagging, honey. Sometimes, you know, they be taking off on me, honey. Bitch, you know, Coco gave me a little bounce, a little tint, Miss Thing, but, you know, I didn't want to give her all of that, Miss Thing. You know, I didn't want to, you know. So I just sat there, you know. And you gave me a little bounce and a little tint, Miss Thing. You was out there shaking your tint, Miss Thing, and everything last night. Miss Thing, and I was just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I only won, and James gave me his vote because that's my brother. That's what my daughter Coco said. That's the only reason why I won over her. It's saying, well, I guess I'm gonna have to give her a little taste if they got realness tomorrow at A-List Tuesdays in Baltimore.
Where you at now, Kelly? You still in Carolina?
No, I'm in D.C.
Oh, okay.
I'm in D.C. for the next 3 days, and then I'm going home. I'm going home to change my suitcase, and I'm going to New Orleans for the weekend to see what's out in New Orleans.
Oh.
I'm on the run. That's what the girls are saying.
Hmm.
Well, don't feel bad, Kelly. I'm homeless, girl. They say a girl, so same thing.
Yeah.
You can't be homeless and you still gave out that $1,000 last night, girl. No shame.
Huh?
I said, I don't think you huh?
What'd you say?
I told him, bitch, I would have gave out shit.
Bitch, I'm gagging. I gagged.
No,
no,
that's the right thing to do. The Balenciagas had nothing to do with that fight, and so we deemed it appropriate to pay the money out.
You think Harold would have gave it to you?
Hell no.
Exactly. it would have been different had it been like the house that was in the altercation, had they been in the lead. But, you know, I kind of find it hard to, you know, blame somebody had nothing to do with it because they'd have been screaming set up. Like, well, we set up the fight and things like that, especially since the two houses that had the issue was part of the...
It's clear as day on my iPhone 5 video that y'all did not set that up.
No, okay. Sure, I just would have gave them the prize for the first, what was it,
$250.
They got that at the fifth category. We gave that to them immediately.
Yeah, well, that's
so when
they
won that fifth category,
that
which is
$1,000,
we gave them the money.
I'm gagging.
That was the last category. That was the winner right there.
No, it wasn't. No, they never did sex siren. They never did sex siren. They never did performance.
This was the other decision behind that. We didn't finish the ball last year, but we still gave the Revlon $1,000. And it was much closer last year, too. Well, we already set a precedent.
Well, Marvin, I wish you was here. I wish you was an icon, Miss Saint, when Ashley ran off with my coin.
My conscience and our conscience couldn't allow that to happen. You know what I mean? We still were blessed this weekend. I mean, we have to thank everybody for coming out. That $1,000 did not hurt us. In no, in no fashion.
Okay. So maybe. Sounds like the girls really got their $8,000 this year.
You might have wanted to save that $1,000 for this bitch at the venue from the sewer ass. You need a lawyer now.
Well, no, I don't. No, I mean, she was just worried. It really wasn't her. It was her friend that was there taking pictures like, oh, you should have done this, you should have done that. I told the lady to send me the damages and send me the bill. And if it's verified, we'll take care of it. I mean,
I got it all on tape, Miss Dane. They folded those chairs up before they started throwing them. Those chairs was plastic. They ain't break.
I rented those tables and chairs. Yeah. I had a damage waiver on that. So I'm contacting them to let them know. I'll get them the police report.
They can definitely see
their tables.
Oh, so you rented the tables. So you rented the tables and the chairs. So the only thing that was broke there of their property was those dividers that was dividing the back area.
Yeah,
that's the only thing that was broke.
$300 each. So I mean,
$1,600. Call me, Mark, because I know somebody
please
that can go to Staples and steal something to get that.
Please tell me y'all saw when the bitch caught the chair. The big girl, she caught the chair.
Devon, did you catch her, Devon? The whole time she was throwing chairs and she caught the chair and she picked up the table, she had her pocketbook in her hand the whole time?
Yes, her purse never came off her arm.
Bitch, she was not playing, bitch. When I tell you, bitch, I be gagging at some of the comments that the children be making in the video, Miss Saint. They said that they looked like they was fighting in the Hunger Games.
No, they said they look like, I like the one where they put the Incredible Hulk and they said that it looked like Marvel versus Capcom.
Well, I'm definitely glad that everybody has definitely squashed this and it's not going no further than this, baby. Because I would hate for this to, you know, spill over, you know, and to TJ's ball that he has now changed the date, Sonny, you know, because he didn't want to battle with Tempted to Touch. So his ball is going to be the weekend after in Columbus, Ohio. That's the only time we're going to announce it. That's the only time we're going to announce that you changed your date, TJ, because you did not pay for no advertisement.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that was sweet, TJ.
Yeah, so now I don't got to fly to Ohio and then leave from Ohio and fly to L.A.
Fly to Vegas and then go to Ohio.
To Vegas. Yeah.
Although, Divine, y'all need to work out an arrangement with them airlines. The flights are rather high this year.
They are?
No, I think that's a few days,
but it's definitely a little higher this time.
Yeah, well, you know, gas went up. You know, when gas goes up, tickets go up. And then, you know, when the airlines buy each other out, the less competition they have, the higher they can go on the tickets because they own the market.
Yes, I think I'm going to be on Spirit over going to Vegas, child. You know, I'm not a big Spirit fan at all. But I think I'm on Spirit trying to get out there.
Spirit is a greyhound of the sky.
Yes, it is.
That's
Friday, the airline of choice.
I think I'm gonna leave on Tuesday and get on the Greyhound.
I'm gonna get there Friday. You won't get there Friday.
Yeah, okay, what's wrong with that, Miss Sangirl? Please,
3 days of no showering?
What?
I don't know. Shit. I did that last year. I don't think that's that kind of trip you wanna take.
Well, Marcus, you got bitches. Well, I can't be on the bus for 3 days and don't shower. You got bitches that come out to the bars, Miss Singer, don't even shower. Miss Singer, they be right next to the soap and water.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you got some of these bitches come out, Miss Singer, and as soon as they spin a twirl for runway or Vogue Femme, Miss Singer, or any category, Miss Singer, bitches smell like they ain't washed in 5 days.
Oh, no.
So, I can't be on the bus for 3 days and don't wash. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nobody got
called
Kelly. Just get on the plane, girl. Just get on the plane.
You sit down for three days. I don't know about that, honey. That undercarriage would be a mess.
Well, you know what, Kelly? We can always fly to L.A. and then just drive, because that's only 4 hours, right? Vegas to L.A. to Vegas?
Yeah.
They said like three and a half hours. But didn't they say Joe got a bus that leaving from L.A. to go to Vegas?
Yes, he does. The part
and
of
so when did that bus leave?
We caught you slipping, Divine.
Tarico. No, it's Friday. It leaves on Friday.
I might fly. Yeah, I might fly to L.A. and then get on the bus.
Yeah, it leaves on Friday. And it's a party bus. It's definitely worth it as well. I mean, if you're going to be there the whole 3 days and you're going to all the events, the smartest thing to do is actually to go online and get the card. You know, they have the silver card, and I believe it's the platinum. But they're definitely worth it because, you know, it gets you to all the events. Some of the cars, you can get free drinks. You know, like last year, the people that had those high roller cars, it was definitely worth it. Like they were out there getting it in. You know, they were going to all the events. All you have to do is flash this card. You definitely save money. And if you go, like I said, you go into the bar, I think one of the cars you get 2 free drinks, and I think the other one, it may be unlimited. Do not quote me. I'm not sure. But I know. Last year, it popped. I had a card. Some of my Judy's had a card, and baby, they had to. If my mama wasn't there, I probably would have been taken away on a stretcher. And you know, I don't even drink.
But I need to hit Rico up, honey, because I need a card. I need a card, honey.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, they're gonna be in. They're gonna be in Charlotte again this weekend doing CIAA promoting. I know Joe told me that. So.
Oh well, I need a card, but I ain't got no coins.
But even if you can't do that, if that's the case, oh, you know, you can't catch up with them, you can always Facebook Josh or Rico or myself, or you can hit up the www.tempted2touch site and get the information as well. So, like I said, it's worth it. It's worth it. Vegas is going to be off the chain. And then for, and my other thing is, I hope that people don't think that they're going to even do 5% of what went on nationally in these last 2 to 3 weeks in Vegas, because you'll be jailed immediately. One thing Vegas TV does not play, and they really don't play with the games. They don't play that shit at all. They don't even.
Did they find that man that, did they find those people that shot up those cars and stuff out there?
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
oh,
they
yeah,
did.
That was crazy on that strip.
Yeah, they got killed in the same spot that Tupac got killed in.
Oh, no.
Yes, same corner, same intersection, all that good stuff. And it was another rapper as well. But the Vegas thing, let me tell you about Vegas. Well, Vegas is used to dealing with people that are drunk and violent, because that's a city that they just pour alcohol day in, day out. So if you look like you even trying to get violent, they're going to throw you in the cell, because that's just what they do. They have a no tolerance for that type of shit. So if you're going to go ahead and act the fool, then you'll be in jail. I wouldn't even like this. You wouldn't even get far. Everyone, I tell you, every place in Vegas, you're on camera. Wherever you go, they can follow you all the way from the casino to your hotel. They can look at you on video. Little do you know, in the streets, in the intersection, in the casinos, everywhere. The police have an eye everywhere, because Vegas, there's too much money and too much to risk out there, so they don't play that. It's a very high security place. So if you think you're going to get out there and act a fool, I feel sorry for you. Mind you, it's in the hotel, so you won't get far, because hotel security will secure you until the police comes. So, and the police, there is Vegas police in all the Vegas has the police in all the different hotels as well. So what happens is the hotel security will hold you.
Vegas don't play, girls. I remember.
Crazy with the judges, or try to approach the panel, or get, you know, any type of any instances like that, you'll just be removed, and it ain't gonna be nothing.
Yeah,
because
I went out of Vegas back in the days, honey. I had to dip in the precinct to get away from the cops.
Okay, if you think you're gonna do all that, baby, they'll throw you out. And if you want to hoop and holler in the hallways of the Mirage, which is a very prestigious hotel, you'll be in jail. Don't worry about it. Because they're not going to allow you to scare none of these white people away that spend all that money. So if you want to get in there and act a fool, go for it.
We'll have more time after the ball to go and, like, change clothes for the all-black party. You just kind of have to leave the ball.
Because I see it's earlier, right?
Yes, exactly. But last year it was good too. Some people went directly to the club after the ball. I think I went back to the hotel and changed clothes and went, and we partied. When I tell you we partied. And you
that's
know,
the Tropicana,
what happened
that was
the Vegas
really nice
that,
too, yeah.
That's it, but with the lady swinging on the bartender with the bottle service coming down off the trapeze act, off the she was on a wire or something, right? Like hanging from a string. A rope or something upside down, serving you your drink. That was hot. I love that.
Do you know who's performing this year yet?
I know they have. They had appearances by Tamar and Sierra Marie. Sierra Marie and Tamar are making appearances. So I don't know if those appearances necessarily mean performances.
They're performing, right?
But I know they will be appearing, so I'm not sure if the appearing means appearing on stage or just appearing in the crowd.
Like just in the crowd, right?
Mm-hmm. I hope Tamar sings. I love Tamar. But you know she's going
to
be.
I hope she sings a pre-recorded track, because she doesn't really sound good all the time over in a live.
Marvin, really? I want to give a big shout out to over 300 people. So like my pictures on Facebook from this weekend in North Carolina. I wanted to give a big shout out to my girlfriend, Miss Monique C. from New York City, you know, for custom making my my dress that I wore this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, so a big shout out to my cunt girlfriend, Miss Roxanne, honey, for doing my bone snatch ponytail. And a big shout out to Mei Ling from Envy Nails on Southern Boulevard for doing my stilettos.
And Kelly, you would like to thank the breakfast people at the hotel, because you definitely kept them busy the whole entire weekend.
Oh, my God.
Everybody did. Private caller, you're live on the air. Yes, Grandmama.
Yeah, look at him. First off, I'm going to send a shout out to the House of Fellas. And then I want that was running through the fight with the slingshot on, buck ass naked, running out the door barefooted every time. What was that?
Oh, no.
That was somebody.
Y'all didn't see that child with that slingshot on running through the crowd naked.
No.
Well, you need to look at the video. You ain't see that child with all them cakes in the camera and stuff and just running.
Oh, you talking about the Revlon boy from L.A. that came out here with Lovely to walk sex siren that was hiding in the
oh,
back way for the category.
Oh, that was dummy.
Oh, that's who that was. Hey, shit, they were throwing chairs at the Revlons. Why the fuck was he running then? Anyway, it's gonna put me back on mute. I just wanted to know who that was because all you could see was the back of him.
Yeah, Sunny. We got any other callers, Sunny? Because I collect data while I, you know.
Oh, my God, and I know that was Damiano.
Yeah, well.
Right, that's the one we met in Vegas last year at the Revlon Mansion.
Oh, sorry,
I didn't get a chance to go back and speak. Oh, well, hi.
Yeah.
Well, give a shout out to my mother, Tony Mercado Milan. Whenever he hears anything about the group or anything of the alliance, he always wakes up and chimes in. So, big shout out to mother. Love you.
Oh. Michi, did you see Michi posted up the information for the VIP passes, Shelly?
Devon?
Did you see
Michi just tagged us
and posted the information for the VIP passes in the office?
What VIP passes?
For Vegas.
Oh, okay.
And the bus and et cetera.
Okay, well, yeah, honey.
So, Kelly, we got Rodney's score. What was your score of the ball and the overall weekend?
My score for the ball, I would definitely give the ball a 9. Enjoyed myself. I really did. I got to make
the weekend.
The weekend overall for the weekend, I'm gonna give the hotel a 12.
I'll give the hotel a 12.
The hotel was definitely festive with the children. It was cocktails flowing from room to room, Miss Thing. It was big booty asses all over the hotel, Miss Thing. Bitch, the Butch Queen hour in room 330, Miss Thing. They had the Butch Queen hour. They was coming in and out of there, Miss Thing, honey. Some of my kids told me how they was running through the hotel, Miss Thing, and they was just being snatched in rooms and being sucked on by people and everything, Miss Thing. The food downstairs was flowing. The cocktails was flowing. The hotel was really, I really enjoyed myself at the hotel. The only thing I didn't enjoy was when the children was outside waiting to come in, and, you know, and they made me go up to my room and say like I was a child. That's the only thing I didn't enjoy.
Yeah, we did that for a precautionary measure. You know, people walked around who weren't registered that was my fear. So, you know, I did speak to the front desk and to the sales team and told them that I think they should bring in extra security until, you know, just to make sure everything remained calm. And they still respected everybody. I think they went in one room and checked IDs for one room, but, you know, it was all good. You know,
yeah.
You know, all those girls that gave that hotel an extra $250, y'all got to stop y'all shit. You could go upstairs and smoke a cigarette. A cigarette is not worth $250 in cash. They locked you out of your room till you gave them the $250. I'm gagging. Y'all paid it and still stayed there.
Honey, baby, they would have gagged, honey. Okay? Baby, I don't play that, baby. Okay.
Y'all don't know how to turn the shower on and use the Osium, honey?
Baby, okay. That didn't work. That didn't work.
Devon, that ain't work, Devon.
Yes, it does. You got to use that Osium.
If your car declined the first time, they wouldn't even take it the second time. They wouldn't even if it was a valid, like, you know, there was no type of typing in any numbers. There was no re-swiping the card again. They weren't doing it. They wanted an alternate form of payment.
Yeah, they wasn't having it, Divine. They would knock on your door. If they smelled smoke in the vicinity of your room, Divine, the manager would come with the police, and he had to do a walkthrough.
Oh.
They wasn't having it. And then I also heard it was an altercation at the mall, also with two houses at the mall. But I don't remember what houses they said, and some girls got ran up out the mall, Miss Thing, for trying to do an AP at some stores at the mall, Miss Thing.
Oh, my God, no.
The girls just don't understand.
I
don't understand.
Central location to everywhere. This city is burnt. You can't go anywhere in Charlotte.
They did that to me in Chicago, baby. They came to my door, was knocking at the door. I remember, I think I was on the phone with Fred. And I told him, you can't come here, I'm naked. I just got out the shower, I ain't got no clothes on, and I'm not opening up shit.
Baby,
you
baby,
tell me
yeah, I'm
gonna see fucking ass.
Baby.
Oh, goodness.
Is Alexa still on? Lawrence Chicken? It's just us?
Y'all have those smoke shops that sell that, because they got this spray, baby. I'm telling you, this spray out here that you can smoke, and you spray the spray, it's for smoke. It eats smoke. When I tell you you spray this shit, it smells, they got one that smells like straight oranges, and this other one that just kills smoke. When I tell you you can't smell,
you know,
that
smell,
because
somebody
got,
had something that smelled like cinnamon the whole time. Like,
yeah, they got it in my, because my daughter got one right here. It's called Pure Citrus, honey, and she's been spraying this shit everywhere.
No,
she get on my motherfucking nerves, fucking with my motherfucking allergy.
It's called Refresh. The one I got, it's called Refresh. It's called
on Second Street, Kelly.
Offensive airborne odor.
You on Second Street?
No, I'm not. I'm right over here. As soon as you get off the Baltimore DC Expressway, I'm moving to 9th Street tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
9th Street tomorrow. Oh, okay.
9th Street.
Oh, 9th. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why are you coming up this way?
What was the highlight of the weekend for you?
Huh?
Chicken, what was the highlight of the weekend for you?
You know, I enjoyed the ball. I definitely enjoyed Ebony Weekend. For everybody came to support it. You know, I did enjoy the hotel. You know, all the guests to come support us and support the ball. This is an overall fun weekend. I enjoyed myself.
Amy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amy, I enjoyed myself upstairs with the Ebony's in the presidential suite. I had fun.
I can't wait to start my damn tour.
Divine, we glad it's over.
Shout out to the House of Aga. The Ebony Punch is still legendary. Still legendary.
What you say, Marcus?
Oh, I said I'm so glad the tour is over. You know, I'm just, I'm only going to my girlfriend's balls right now. And you know what? To these people that, you know, that tell you they're coming to the ball, I want to give a special shout out to Tony Milan. He, you know, we have been in communication about him coming to the ball. He was like one of the few judges that was like, well, you know, Marcus, it's bad weather in New York. You know, I can't make it. You know, I appreciate you doing that. That gives us time to respond and do things. To all you judges that confirm and you just don't say anything, Jason Prodigy was another one that just let us know in advance. But to those other judges that don't say anything, that only hurts your house, because if you're the negotiated judge and you never let me know you're not coming, I'm looking for you and you only, or, you know, and that's sometimes how your house is underrepresented on the panel, because, you know, it doesn't give us a time to respond. So, you know, as a matter of courtesy, if you're asked to judge the ball and you agree to do it, if you can't make it, at least let the promoter know, you know, in a timely fashion so your house can still be represented on the panel.
Is there a little bit of grimace in there too, though, Marcus? Like, yeah, bitch, you don't let me know that you're not coming. I'm not gonna put your people on the panel.
I mean, I've had that idea before, especially like when you're already a questionable person going on the panel from the beginning. You know what I'm saying?
That was about to be my next question.
What? Oh, is there a little bit? Do you just throw a little bit of like? Is that Mark is so political? You just won't say that. Like, bitch, you don't show up. I ain't gonna put your motherfucking people up there. I love it though. I love Mark. Motherfucker, run for mayor.
Well, I don't think that's fair, though, to houses that really come to the ball in record numbers and then they just don't have a judge at all because their leader chose to be selfish or they just were courteous to let the person know. I don't think that's fair because things do happen. There was bad weather in New York or expected bad weather in New York. We had a little bit of sleep, and, you know, everybody started traveling. Everybody had to move, you know, slow. Kelly, how many hours did it take for y'all to drive down? Because it's normally like 14 hours from New York or 12 hours?
10 hours.
10 hours, but how long did it take y'all?
10 hours.
No, girl, you must be didn't leave on time then because you didn't get there to 2 o'clock in the morning.
And I left New York at 3 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah. I was driving with these Barracudas. They was doing 80 and 90. You know, when I got behind the wheel, baby, we was in there. They everybody. I put on cruise control.
I know that's right.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Honey.
Yeah.
Baby, they got to Virginia in 5 hours, bitch. Okay. I got behind the wheel, bitch, when we got to 85, bitch. I put in cruise control.
Right.
Bitch, I
want
to
appreciate
go to jail,
everybody
bitch.
That came from, like, California to Lovely and Indigo and Buffalo, New York. You guys traveling down and, all, you know, all those types of weathers. And I could not imagine driving 18, 19, 20 hours. People that took the bus all the way from Texas. I appreciate you guys coming out. Like, that meant a lot, you know. You guys coming to support us. I hope you guys had a good time for your first time in the Carolinas. You know, we hope to show you guys a better time for the people who promise, you know, that you may not be able to come back. I guess we just have to prove y'all wrong because, once again, we've given out every dime all the time.
Child, the girls always say they ain't coming back. They'll be back.
Okay. They always come back.
You ain't coming to see me with no 7. Oh, sorry.
Kelly, did you ever find any trade in Charlotte?
I did. As I was leaving and I was on the highway, it was 11 and a half. It was 11 and a half, but I was on the highway.
You know we was on the wrong side of town, too. That's the south side. Had you been on the east side, like you just say downtown or on the east side, you probably would have found a date.
Child, I was over it. But, you know, maybe next time when I come to visit my brother. I got to call Miss Alexis Clark because I forgot to hit her up and let her know her husband was in my room, honey. Alexis love my little brother, honey, and he came over to my hotel to come visit me.
Oh. So who's your little brother?
My real brother. He lives in, both of my brothers live in Charlotte, and they come to see me in my hotel room. I forgot I was down there since Friday. I forgot they live in Charlotte. And then I went on my real Facebook page and I uploaded some pictures from me from the ball. And they hit me up like, you in town? Why you in town? And they came over to my hotel before I left to go to the ball. And we chilled and everything and stuff like that.
Baby, I got a half-brother that lives in Vegas. He is the beatest thing. But I'm scared. I would love for him to go to a ball, but I don't know. Because he, oh, no. He a fool, but he is. He's real ignorant. He mixed black and white. And, oh, Jesus. But when I tell you, he's like 6'4", basketball, wide body, just like.
That's a word. Why you think my phone is in there?
He is ridiculous. Like my brother, and beat. Like, he looked like a real masculine face kid. But he's just ignorant, though. Like, that's one thing he is. My brothers, they're too ignorant. I couldn't bring him in no ball. If they get to playing with him like that, he's going to want to box somebody around.
Yes, honey. Baby. Okay, well, you know what? It's 2:30. I had a lovely time sitting here with y'all. You know, the Tea Party is definitely going to have the opinion of the weekend, and they're going to roast, die, and fry the girl tomorrow. And so on that note, everybody, can y'all please say goodnight, because I'm about to get up out of here, honey, and see what DC got to offer.
I know that's right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for everybody coming out. See y'all tomorrow. I'll be listening.
I am the legendary mother, Kelly Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. I love you all for loving me. Definitely come out tomorrow night. Everybody that's on the phone lines and everybody that's in the chat room and everybody that's going to download this show, come out tomorrow night to the Tea Party cast at 11:30. Because they're definitely going to have their opinion and their commentary and everything about this weekend. And don't forget, the State of Emergency show will be live on Wednesday night at 11:30 with the legendary icon and CEO of the House of Couture, Jasmine Couture, will definitely be doing the State of Emergency show on Wednesday. Good night, and I'll see you all really soon. Bye-bye.
The legendary House of Escada presents Mission Possible Housefall, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sen Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Fame Performance. Sing, Dance, or Lip Sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Free admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Escada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473. Or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Escada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible Houseball, for detailed information. Father Brandon Lovin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition. Saturday, April 13th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini grand, big girl's face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Thugs versus Freeboy versus Schoolboy versus Executive versus Legend. One cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear, 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m., LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's mini grand big girl space. Tables, $100. Fully stocked. And I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve.
Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, April 14th, there will be a kickball and spades tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition, Saturday, April 13th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, April 14th in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information.